long dick stuff. Beans, that Dean Williams, give me your chain, punk. Yeah, sleep with your lights on. I still got the bicycle. Much love, Steve. Do what you do. God bless.
Steve, congrats on your motherfucking podcast, The Man Mindset. You can go to manmindset.com and listen to it. Keep up the good work, fellas.
The following program is rated MAN. It contains real game, learning your value as a man, original ways to have her face in the pillow and her ass up in the air. I'm talking her knees pushed so far back, it's touching her shoulders. Touching her without touching her. Having a woman respecting your every move. Buying you gifts. Cooking and cleaning with a smile. And knowing her place at the table. So, for all you human males, cupcakes, surface dwellers, and grass-eating lions, viewer discretion is advised. Meaning, if you don't like the truth, then go find a show that helps you cuddle, complain, and cry about women. Just get the fuck out of here.
When it comes to women, you need some advice, yeah. I got what you need, yeah. This is the man mindset. Gotta learn the game, learn how to maneuver, protect that. And what to avoid, we're showing you all the red flags. Come connect, we helping you level up. No have no problem with women, this shit time to step it up. Let's go. You got your confidence, you know they gonna like that. You a whole new man with the man mindset. Yeah, this is the man mindset. This is the man mindset.
See if that is going to work. Oh, yes. That's a real work. Yes, that will work. All right, let me show y'all. So. All right, give me 1 second. Let's put you back right there. There we go. That's perfect. All right, what's going on, everybody? It's your boy, the Dean. Welcome to the show. We just got done a great interview with Duke and Don. Appreciate my dog. Shout out to him. Want to shout out to all you guys listening to the show. As always, we're going to do what we normally do on the show, and we're going to do it the right way. Guys, this show right here is a different kind of show than any show y'all listen to. Everything you see is 100% authentic, 100% us. Everything is in-house. We want to make sure that you guys understand all that. First off, if you are just joining us and you're new here, we ask that all you guys out here go ahead and take a time and hit that notification bell, get the likes, subscribe, and all that. Guys, I forgot the number. Shit, I've been busy so bad today, I forgot the number. Shout out to the 296 likes. I'm sorry I messed up again. But anyway, let me tell you guys. Anyway, this is the Man Mindset, guys. I ask all you guys out there if you have any questions. We got nothing but love for you. Welcome the ladies in here. Ladies, this is a chance where you can listen to men talk, okay? Also, I want to say to all those that are brand new to this, guys, go ahead and do what I show you to do. That is, get in your car. Go ahead and get your 100-piece puzzle set, because the only way that you are going to be able to communicate to yourself the way we want you to communicate to yourself is by learning this one thing right here. Get your puzzle pieces, dump them on the table, and start the process of communicating with yourself. Also, gentlemen, last thing but not least, before I give a shout out to all my chat room dogs out there, I want you guys also to go ahead and get your notebooks out, okay? Gentlemen, please get your notebooks out, guys. If you have any questions, put a Q. If you have a texting question, put a T if you're texting a woman and you need some help. Let me know. I got you. But most importantly, let me give a shout out to my chat room dogs out there. All my chat room dogs out there, I got nothing but love for you guys. I want to say thank you very much for joining into the show. But also the ladies out there. What's up, ladies? How you doing? Francis, if you want to know what the puzzles mean, go get them and follow. Here's the thing I don't understand about a lot of you guys out here. And before we continue with the show, you guys, I want to call in. Y'all have the number to call into the show. This is what I don't understand about you guys. If I tell you to do something, why can't you just do it? Why can't you just follow protocol and see that the information I'm giving you is something nobody else is giving you guys, because I want to give you an edge over the woman that you're worried about. How can you put flavor in her eyes and flavor in her ears, gentlemen, if you cannot communicate to yourself? How can you make her smile? How can you make her laugh? How can you make her blush? How can you make her think? How can you make her react if you don't communicate with yourself? How can you set your crib up the way I show you how to set your crib up for, if you don't know? Okay, you see what I'm saying? So what I'm saying to all you guys out there, please just follow that. Gentlemen, if y'all got a question, put a Q in there. Hey, Far, don't ask me that damn question, because I'm not going to answer that. If y'all got a question, go ahead and ask me a question that's relevant to the show. But today, we're talking about the mind, okay? We're talking about you guys branding your mind and yourself to show women the difference in who you are and why you. So many of you guys think the game is always going to be about the woman, and that's not the truth. The game is going to be about who you are to yourself, your self-concept of who you see you are, who you see yourself as, okay? Now, like I say, y'all can call in. Lines are open. I want to shout out everybody that's listening. I welcome all you here. Get the likes up. I appreciate that. Any questions y'all have, let me know. We'll slow this down if we have to slow this down. But one thing I want to do is I want to make sure that you guys out here can call in when you want to, leave your messages, and we got you, okay? So we're going to break down the show today, okay? We're going to talk about this. And if I'm going too fast, okay? Wait, let me see. I got a question right here. Hold on. Let me answer this question. The question asked, Steve, how do you focus your mind outside of women when you're also wanting women? Well, okay, listen. Okay. One thing I'm not going to shame you on, young man, I think I love the fact that you like women. Thank God you like women. Hey, bro, thank you. I'm glad you like women. I'm glad that you like women. But what I'm saying is it's okay to want women. But I'm saying, why can't you create something that she wants by creating yourself and creating your mind, okay? Creating yourself and creating your mind and focusing on you. See, it's okay when you see a woman to go ahead and put your bid in. It's okay to show the woman why you. But if your focus is on what do I have to do to please her, or she's so beautiful, oh, I can't get her, then you're going to lose, because women don't want soft people. And what I'm saying to you, unfortunately for a lot of you guys out here, y'all coming soft. Everything you are represents what you are in the bedroom, gentlemen. The way you are, I've been telling you this since the 90s, the way you are outside the bedroom is the same way she perceives you in the bedroom. But who you are as a man to her can represent what can be. Hold on, I want y'all to listen to that shit. This is what I'm saying. What you are to the woman can represent what can be. Gentlemen, how many times I tell you, I position you in so many beautiful ways to show the woman that you are not the average surface dweller. This is how you express yourself. This is your attitude. Your attractiveness to yourself, not your achievements as far as your money, your clothes, and your status and all that other stuff. That's not what I'm talking about. I'm talking about achieving in your mind things that she is not ready for. Remember, I tell all you guys, they're not ready for that. But let me bring this call in. As we do, we bring in calls first. 214, sir, how can I help you, sir? What's up? What's up?
Hey, good afternoon, Steve. How you doing?
I'm good. Hold on. Let me turn you up 1 second. Your volume's kind of low. Give me 1 second. Let me turn you up. Okay, so I got you. Let me see. Let me turn you up here. All right, you're good, sir. What's your question? What's up, brother?
Yeah, I called you to the other show earlier today asking about the puzzle, but
yes.
I didn't
want
to
do that. Okay. No. Okay, I appreciate that. Okay, what was your question so I can help you? What was your question?
I just wanted to make sure that the details surrounding the puzzle, I want to get clarification on them so I don't, do the wrong thing.
You're not doing the wrong. Okay, I want you to think about this, all right, because nobody teaches you this part of the game. All your life, you have actually been told what to do. Your parents have told you what to do. Your church has told you what to do. The marketing and advertisers told you what to do. Your favorite musician, rapper, or movie star has told you what to do. And just like that puzzle box, when you buy the box itself is doing what the outside world is already doing. They're pacifying you and putting training wheels on you. And that's why it's so hard to manage your life. So the reason why I tell you to rip the box up is because I'm trying to get you to do the one thing that you don't do all the time, and that's think for yourself. See, what I'm saying is think and communicate to yourself. See, most of us think that when we talk to a woman or we meet a woman, that the communication is us to the woman. No, it's not at all. That's the second part of the communication. First part of communication is what I'm saying to myself. What do I want to say and what mood do I want to put her in, or where do I want to lead her based off of what I'm saying to myself? So the puzzle pieces come in at as, again, I'll give you the first step. You always work the borders. The first thing to a puzzle, you always work the outline of the puzzle, and then you work outside in, not inside out. Right, so you work outside in. That's the first
conclusion.
Right, so that's the right. That's one conclusion. That second conclusion you should have is you'll realize that everything takes time. You are not going to learn this stuff overnight. It takes time. And another thing you're going to learn is talking to yourself. But as I said before, in order for you to get to your core, you've got to understand that you've already been there before through your numbers, through your alphabet. And I know that sounds really kiddy and corny, but it's actually true, because you don't need to say I know the alphabet to use the alphabet. You know what I mean? So what I'm saying is that once you are able to communicate with yourself, to yourself, on what it is you want to do, that's going to be the first step, because then what are you communicating to yourself? So then that's where the second step comes in. So the puzzle is going to show you things that most people don't see, because I'm trying to wean you off of listening to other people and listening to what people say. Do you see what I'm saying? I'm trying to wean you off of that. You see what I'm saying? You're so busy.
Okay.
All your mind is like, if you got a puzzle, you'll dump the pieces. You'll look at the box. Look at the pieces. Look at the box. Look at the pieces. Look at the box. And what I'm saying is a man will eliminate that. And once he eliminates that, he then communicates to himself and how he moves for himself. See, and this is what I say. This is not about the woman, because the woman has no play in this. She's just a woman. She has nothing to do with this. This is all about how you see your mind and how you set everything up for yourself. The woman just comes along, and as she comes along, she can say yes or she can say no. One thing a man will not accept is maybe, I don't know, I'm not sure, I'll get back to you. A man doesn't accept it. Does that make any sense?
Yes, sir, Steve. And I came up with a couple other conclusions.
Sure,
talk
to me. What'd you come up with? I'm listening.
Yeah, when I was coming up, because first off, when I dumped the box and I separated the pieces into like colors and border pieces.
Yes.
So when I was putting together the border pieces and I was looking for a specific piece, I was noticing that as I was going through the pieces, you can kind of eyeball it and just know and kind of trust yourself to not even try to put a puzzle piece there. But at the same time, there'll be certain pieces where you just kind of have to try out in order to know if it's going to go there. So,
right, and here we check the peep game on this. Even if you try it and you try to put the puzzle piece in that part and it doesn't work, do you blame the puzzle piece? Is that rejection? Does that make you feel bad? Is that like, oh, I'm not good anymore because I picked the wrong puzzle piece? Or the puzzle piece that I grabbed didn't fit into the section that I tried to put it in? You see what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. It also helps you begin to see, right, it also helps you begin to see when you start to talk to women that she is allowed to say no. But as a man, we're not looking at the last domino, because a woman does not define us by what she says, because she's allowed to turn us down and she's allowed to say no. Who defines me is how I am after and before and during those processes. And these are the processes that you're going to do when you're doing the pieces. Does that make any sense?
So it's not what you do, it's how you react.
Well, it's not even how you react.
Or not what she says.
Or not. Okay, well, like you say, when you grab a wrong puzzle piece and you put it in the wrong slot, you don't react to anything. You just throw that motherfucker back in, right? You're like, shit, that's the wrong one, right? Damn, that's the wrong one, right?
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
But when you talk to a woman and she says she's got a boyfriend, oh, no, the world's coming to an end. Why? Why did she reject me? I'm no good and all that stuff. No. That's where all the puzzle piece comes in at, because it teaches you how to understand yourself, sir.
Yes, sir. And sorry, last thing. I know you probably have other calls.
Yes, sir. What's up?
Another thing, because you gave us the, turn on the Netflix, go to the fireplace, and just stare into the fire.
Yes.
You can't listen to classical music.
Yes, sir.
I'm guessing you don't want to be watching TV shows or media while you're doing the puzzle.
No,
but it's all right.
I don't mind the distractions. I want distraction. When you're doing your puzzle, I want you to have your music turned up. I want all kinds of distractions, because life is not going to be perfect for you. When you walk out that door, there's going to be several distractions. For a lot of you guys, when you walk up to a woman, your first distraction is anybody watching me? Your second distraction is, well, if she turns me down, is anybody going to see me look bad? You know, you're looking at all these other outside distractions, but you're too busy looking at things versus just doing what you need to do, man.
All right.
Okay.
Thanks.
All right, man. I appreciate that, man. And we'll throw you back in. You got a question, let us know. Okay, brother?
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
All right. Respect to you, man. Anonymous 111, what's your question, sir? How can we help you?
Yo, Steve, what's good?
Yes, sir. How can I help you? What's your question, sir?
I was listening to your other channel. You was on Duke and Dines. You were getting torn up in the comment section, man.
I know I was, but what is your question, sir? I'm doing a show. What is you have a question, or you just want to, well, why don't you just hang up on me? Why don't you just hang up on me? This isn't for you. Men don't do that talk. Anyway, let's keep going. Anyway, y'all want to call in, y'all have the number. We're going to continue. We're breaking things down. So, gentlemen, the thing is that I'm saying to all you guys out there when it comes to who you are, okay, that when you are a man and you're actually beginning the process of learning how to be one with yourself, it's very important to align your mindset with your behaviors, okay? The only way that you're going to achieve success in the game is by aligning your thoughts and your movements together, okay? And that's one of the biggest problems that a lot of guys have nowadays, is that they don't believe in themselves to do the things that they actually say they want to do. And this is why y'all have the problems that y'all have with when you meet a woman. You don't know what to do or even how to talk to her, because there's no alignment in what you are to yourself. There is no alignment. And what we're saying to you guys is that we're trying to get you. See, here's a beautiful thing about having an alignment of your thoughts lining up with your behaviors. Most women don't deal with that. Most women do not deal with guys out there that can hold a great conversation and still be that man. They don't do that. And this is the advantage that you guys have over them. Because the thing is that women want a man who can speak and lead, okay? And show her that, you know what, they are representing something greater than what the average person is looking for or looking at. Okay, hold on. Let me grab this call. Area code 772. What's your question, sir? How can I help you?
Hey, Steve. How you doing?
Hi, sir. How are you doing? What's your question, sir?
So my question is, how do I align my thoughts with my behaviors?
Well, when you say how do you align it, what's going on with your thoughts and your behavior, sir?
Well, like, I could be doing a lot of self-work and be thinking a different way, but then when I approach a woman, those thoughts go out the window.
Well, what thoughts do you have when you approach a woman? Walk me through that. What thoughts do you have, big guy?
Well, the first thing I'm thinking is, like, damn, she's pretty.
Okay, then why do you lose?
Because I'm making it about her.
Okay, so then you actually don't want to get help on your thoughts because you worship the woman. And you don't worship yourself.
Okay, how do I make that shift, make it more about me than her?
How old are you? Well, how old
are you?
How old are you?
I'm 22.
Okay. So answer me a question. What have you told yourself you're going to say to a woman when you see her? What have you told yourself?
I haven't told myself anything. I just try to go with the flow.
This ain't for you, man. How the fuck can you not talk? Dog, what do you say? So your worth. Now tell me. I want you to see this now. Why would a woman want to fuck somebody who has no self-worth? Who has nothing in the cupboard, nothing to offer? You don't even know what to say to a woman except she looks good? And you expect her to drop trouser? What do you expect her to do?
Well, I've been following you for a while, and like,
then you have
something
failed.
That
then,
I know.
Wait. Then do yourself a favor. Listen, I'm gonna say this out of love. Don't listen. This ain't the right place for you, dog. This is for men. This ain't the right place. Because if you've been following me for as long as you're about to tell me and you don't have an idea of what you're going to say, then don't waste your time here, man. Go over to that red pill shit and complain about women, dude. This ain't for you, big guy.
Well, so far, I've just been doing the things you're saying, but not...
Oh, you're not doing anything. You're walking up to a woman and saying she's beautiful or whatever the fuck you said. You ain't doing anything. You're not. All you're doing is saying she's beautiful, right? That's all you're saying.
Yeah.
So then you're not doing anything, man.
Okay.
So what I'm saying to you is that in order for you to begin the process of getting a woman to really invest her body into you is that you have got to be able to communicate yourself to yourself first. And if all you're saying is she's beautiful, you've already lost your food. Your food.
Okay.
Women don't you coming off like your pussy's tight, man. Tell me something. Tell me this. You see a beautiful woman. Tell me what makes her beautiful. What makes her beautiful?
She got a fat ass.
Mm-hmm. Exactly. And look at you. And now do you know why you ain't getting any ass?
Yeah, because I'm making about the ass.
There you go. At least you learned something. Okay, is there any other questions you got?
No, that's it. Thank you, sir.
All right, respect to you, man. We'll throw you back in. Guys, y'all want to call in? Y'all have the number, 563-999-3056 is the number. I'm the Dean. Class is in session. We are chopping up game. We are breaking down today. All right, and we're going to be talking about how to shift your mindset to become something that she can see in you. So many of you guys out here are too worried about these women. Y'all are too worried about these women. But here's the problem the woman is having with you. Where's the reliability? And I'm not talking about being reliable and buying her dinners, being reliable and paying her bills, put up her Christmas lights, drive her around and kiss her ass. I'm not talking about that reliability that she's looking for. She's looking for somebody that can lead her, that is consistently consistent, that he is the rock and the standard that he is showing that woman, that he's not predictable, that he's not got his balls like tucked in her purse or his spine up in her tree. Y'all are not reliable. There's nothing reliable about somebody that can't even speak for himself. There's nothing reliable. So you kind of fail in that answer. I got a question here. Hold on. Put a cue. I got a question. Got a question. The gentleman's asking. Let me pull up the question. The question is the fireplace supposed to represent facing your fears? Shout out to the 63 likes. Thank you. I don't even know if I want to answer that question because you don't get it. You don't understand. Guys, y'all want to call in. Y'all got the number. We're here chopping it up. Appreciate y'all guys. This the man mindset. I'm the dean. Class is in session. Here's the question that you guys even don't even ask yourself. What is it that you bring to her to give her a commitment to you? What are you doing? What are you bringing to the table? And I'm not talking about bringing your money to the table. And I'm not talking about bringing your dick to the table and everything, okay? Wait, let me see here. A guy makes a question. I mean, put a Q if you're going to, or S for a statement, sir. He said, I watch Sex Life. Yeah, and if y'all haven't watched it, all my guys out there, please get that, get your crayons out. If you have not watched Sex Life on Netflix, I'm showing you what your life is going to be like when you have game. All right? All right? Well, no, Sheldon, that's not true. That's not true about Brad. If you look at Brad, what was he trying to do? Brad was trying to be the asshole. He wasn't built to be an asshole. He was a good guy. And every time he tried to be an asshole, it all failed and tumbled because he was trying to pretend to be versus just be. And that's the problem with a lot of you guys. Y'all are too busy pretending to be something versus just being it. And that's the thing that hurts you. That's the thing that hurts so many of you guys out here. Because you're trying to be something that you're not, and that's what a man doesn't do. A man doesn't do that, man. You gotta show women that you can lead them. But also you must show a woman that you can walk away from them, and it's hard to walk away from somebody that just, you know, feels the way that you do. And what I'm saying to you guys, this is why we are trying to get you guys to connect and understand how your mind can change the game. Because your mind should not be on the woman. And I'm not saying, listen, I'm glad that you guys love women. But if all you're doing is thinking about women, then why do you lose because who's renting space in your head? If you're walking out your door thinking about a woman, all you're doing is that, man. Okay? All you're doing, you have her image of a woman in your mind waiting to be filled by a woman that you run into. So as soon as you see that woman, you're already fucked. Listen, I'm going to give, you know, I hate how I give women credit, but they're not stupid. You guys think women are fucking stupid. You think women are naive, and you guys think women I guess they're sleeping with every guy out. Thank you for 78 likes. Women are not out there sleeping with a bunch of men. Women aren't doing that. What I'm saying to all you guys out here, all right? I'm saying to you guys that building you has to, you must ask yourself the question, part of me do I want to work on today? Because you are not just what you see in the mirror. Where's the building? As I keep telling you guys out there, no one's telling you this. You guys out here should be building buildings in your mind, worlds in your mind, that you constantly control yourself. I'm talking about worlds that you build to have an understanding of how you are to yourself. And what I'm saying, when you build in these worlds, I'm talking about your mindset, building your castle, building your kingdom. Matter of fact, getting your scribe. Most of you guys don't even have a scribe. You don't even talk to yourself. You don't even sit and say, while no woman is around, in the comfort of your home, or you're driving, even in the shower, fucking even brushing your damn teeth, I got an idea to make her smile. I got an idea to make her blush. I got an idea to show her that I'm not the average guy. You guys don't even think this deep. You just wait for life to happen. You see the woman, oh my God, she's so pretty. She's so beautiful. Oh my God, look at her ass, her titties. Oh, she's so bad. What am I going to do? And this is where you lose. Because you're not falling in love with the woman. You're falling in love with the fake image that she's presenting you. She is not her weave. She is not her makeup, her eyeliner, her nails, and all that. I was telling you guys, she is not those things. But yet you make it about those things. Don't you want her or see what's behind the curtain? Don't you want to see what's behind the makeup and behind all these things? Don't you want to see that? I mean, you can if you choose to do that. But if you're basing her beauty off of what she puts on, then you've already failed, because you should look at the beauty of the decisions that you make as a man and live by those things. Most of you guys don't even do that. You must create something around who you are, and not only create who you around what you are, but also be an expert in what it is that you are, because you should show the woman, I am nothing but opportunity. I'm not an option. I am opportunity for you, because I know that you have surface dwelling thoughts. And this isn't bad for the woman. It's just that she sees nothing but surface-dwelling motherfuckers all day. So what is she supposed to think? All day, what does she see? What do you do for a living? When was your last boyfriend? Hey, girl, what's up, ma? Yo, baby, come over here. That's all she sees all day, every day. All day, every day. And you expect her to act any different? What you are doesn't happen overnight, and you can't create it overnight. This is for the rest of your life that you're building. You're sending a statement when you talk to that woman. What that statement is all about you. But when she can see you, again, oh boy, I'm not here to press these women, but they know you. And what's so sad, they know you from elementary school, and you're a grown-ass man. They know you from junior high school, and you're a grown-ass man. They know you from high school, and you're a grown-ass man. And they know you from college. And what you are is somebody that tips around, beats around the bush, and doesn't stand on anything. And again, I don't want to shame you guys for wanting to smash. I stress this. This is not something to shame you with. I'm saying the problem is that's all you want to do, which is cool, but if that's all you want to do, and the angry man is not going to be talking about that tomorrow, but if that's all you want to do, why don't you just ask what the fuck you want? Why take her out to dinners? We're going to talk about all that stuff tomorrow, because y'all are just – why – it doesn't make any sense that if all you want to do is that – well, you hey, listen, wait. First off, she ain't going to smash you because let me tell you what. If all you want to do is smash, that shows the lack of experience you have, not only with the woman, but also in the bedroom. Because all you want to do is jump on and jump off, man, she's already met that. She doesn't want that, gentlemen. And what I'm saying is important, because listen, I want her to see that you are not the average guy out here, okay? Because what most of you guys don't do is you guys don't align what you actually are to the woman to be excited to see you. Now, her excitement on a surface level is not really an excitement. That's just a feeling. Because I'm telling you guys, hey, when a woman forgets about you, hey, bruh, you're done. When she forgets, it's a done daughter. When she forgets about you, a woman can walk away and not think about you at all. I'm telling you straight up. She won't even think about you at all. But you, if you lose the woman, where is she at? Is she going to call me? What did I do wrong? I want my girl back. Y'all all crying and shit. Soft. But everything that you represent has nothing to do with the outside world. Everything that you represent has to deal with you, gentlemen. And I want, this is what I'm saying for you guys, okay? No, okay, let me explain something about the bid. I don't think you understand. This is what I don't understand. The bid is always the same. But I'm going to tell you what your problem is. And if y'all don't know what he asked me, you got to put it, well, he got a super chat. Thank you for the super chat. You said, does the bid changes if you met the person before? No, the bid never changes. But here's your problem. As soon as you open your mouth to a woman that you have met before and you are soft and you can't articulate what you want, you can't put your bid in, because here's the problem. She's going to wonder, okay, you were the guy beating around the bush. You were the motherfucker walking on eggshells. You the motherfuckers when you talk, every time you see her, you're the guy that just looks at her. Oh, I wish I could talk to her. Oh, my God. Well, tomorrow will be the day of all days, because Saturn's going to line up with fucking Jupiter, and I'm going to say something to her. You're going to do it, mister, tomorrow. And then tomorrow comes, and you find another fucking excuse. So what are you showing her? You're showing her that you got a tight pussy. And I'm being real with you. Women do not want anybody whose pussy is tighter than hers. Because if you decide on manning up, here comes the problem. Who are you? Which one are you? Are you this scary guy who's been tiptoeing around me all the time? Or are you actually this man? Or when, and here comes the next question. Then why are you playing games? Why can't you just be who you are? See, your problem is when you talking about this person you're talking about, you didn't put a bid in, you approached her. And when you approached her, you didn't ask her for anything. You asked her how she was doing, how her day was going, or whatever you cupcake-ass guys say. You didn't put no bid in, man. You didn't put a bid in. And this is what I'm saying. And this is what I'm saying to all you guys out here. Let me bring in air code 417. I got you. Hold on, guys. I got you. We're going to be in for a while. I got you guys. 417, how can I help you, sir? What's up, brother?
Hey, Steve. Glad to talk to a fellow real man here. I just wanted to know, because I already got the conversation class.
Yes,
once,
sir.
I do the first conversation class, when do I get conversation class number two?
When you're ready, but we don't talk about products over the phone. Just email me if you have a question. But if you have anything else outside of that, let me know. Is there any other question that you have other than that?
No. Other than maybe the bid, like when I work on the bid and stuff and I, you know, get into that.
You get 30 minutes coaching and we'll get your bid together, bro. It'll be the easiest thing.
I got past that part, but I call you back after I practice and get some stuff going, right?
We don't practice. Okay, remember, we don't practice. We rehearse. See, the difference between practicing and rehearsing is, practicing means you don't know it. Rehearsing means you know it and you're trying to perfect it to the best of your ability. Rehearse.
Awesome.
Don't practice.
I'm going to acting school too, so that is,
rehearse. Because
rehearse.
If you practice, you don't know it. Yes, rehearse your bid. Rehearse how you approach. Rehearse how you make her smile. Rehearse how you make her laugh. Rehearse how you make her think. Rehearse how you open the door and kiss her. Rehearse how you look in her eyes. Rehearse how you whisper stuff in her ear. You always should be constantly rehearsing everything you're doing, okay? Now, hold on.
Yes,
E, stop asking the rules. Look, if you got a question, just read the shit at the bottom, dog. Come on, man. You're not kindergarten class, man. Stop asking about rules. Just read the shit at the bottom. Read the shit at the ticker at the bottom. That's it, man. Stop asking that question, big guy, please. If you got a question, put a Q. Don't be disrespectful. Ask a question and keep it moving. Stop doing that, man. Jesus Christ. I don't understand y'all guys. Anyway, I'm sorry for myself. So you good, my brother?
Yes, sir. I think that's answered my question.
All right. I appreciate you, man. Thank you so much. Thank you so much. We'll throw you back you in. But what I'm saying is that for you guys out here, the reason why you guys struggle so much with women is that you struggle in getting to know the man in the mirror. You're not actually working on yourself. You think you are, but you're not. Just like the caller said, y'all practice shit all the time. Well, I guess I'm going to say this to her. Let me practice it. Matter of fact, let me tell you how y'all bad it is. A woman can send you a text message, right? You get a text message, and you won't even answer. You'll be like, whoa, I got to wait. Wait, let me practice what I'm going to say because I got to say the right thing. No. Let me say, no. Let me not say that. See, when you rehearse, gentlemen, you already know what you're going to say. Gentlemen, again, you never practice your numbers and you never practice your alphabet. That's how I connect these things at your core. You rehearse that shit so much that you can say it forwards and you can say it backwards, okay? All right? You can say it forwards and you can say it backwards. And when you say it forwards and when you say it backwards, you're fine. You see what I'm saying? Because you're working on yourself. And it's the one thing that she's looking for because, listen, gentlemen, here's the beautiful thing about it. These women out here, it's not even this. Think about, have you ever seen those nature shows where the water holes start to dry up and the land start to dry up and all the animals are searching and trying to find that last bit of water? This is how it is with these guys that they're dealing with. They've got to sift through all this shit and muddle and crying and softness and no balls and no spine just to find someone that they kind of try to clean off a little bit and try to spend time with knowing that it's not going to work out. So the advantage is your advantage that I'm giving you. Because what you're doing is that you're doing research not on women, but you're doing research on yourself to be able to guide yourself, to be able to know what you are to yourself. And then you are learning your strategies of how you move, how you think. And you are able to monitor everything that you're doing, not for the woman, because this is not about the woman. See, y'all think everything that y'all are doing is for the woman. What I'm saying is this is for the man. And when you do the things for the man, this is where you win, because a lot of guys are not doing this, all right? Well, what I'm saying is, Ange, let me say, Pop, what you said, Ange. Let me show you something. Hold on a second. Let me shout what Ange is saying. So, Ange, peep this. Okay, you're saying, in my opinion, women are like men with layers. Just saying, if you want to fuck, it's just in the end all. Well, no, this is what I'm saying, Ange. I hear what you're saying, Ange. Thank you for the comment. What I'm saying is Ange, I know you women are several layers, but here's the shocking thing, Ange. The layers that you actually think you are not really the layers that you really going to learn about when you get with a man. You see what I'm saying? The layers that you don't even know about when you get around a man. See, the layers that you have right now are the layers of first comes makeup, and all the stuff you put on, that's the first layer. The second layer that you have is the low self-worth and the self-esteem issues. And like I showed you, it could be relationship issues but insecurities. It could be relationships. What I'm saying is, I see what you're saying. I'm just breaking something else down. I know you like the layers of a man, but it's hard to find a layer of a man when the first layer you peel is the only layer that he has. But what I'm saying is when you find a man, I see what you're saying right here, you love the layers of a man because a man, it has millions of layers. And that's the thing, gentlemen, that's going to draw the woman in. You cannot be a one-trick pony in this game and think a woman's going to mess with you. A woman is not going to mess with you because everything must be rehearsed. I want y'all to think of yourselves. Think of yourselves as a band. Peep game. Think of yourselves as a band. And you're traveling to a stadium that you're about to perform in front of everybody. Before you get in that stadium, you've got to figure out where am I going to set the equipment. Before you even get to that stadium, where are we going to set the equipment at? Where are the engineers going to be? 646, I'll bring in 1 second. I'm going to break that down because I want y'all to see something. Let me bring in the other question real quick. 646, sir, how can I help you, man? What's up?
Yeah, how you doing, Steve? Yeah, I had a question.
How
do you know if your knowledge you're gaining isn't just regurgitated talking points?
How do you know if your game isn't regurgitated talking points? You mean to
your
the
knowledge,
woman?
Knowledge of game.
If your game is regurgitated talking points to yourself?
No, the knowledge, not game, knowledge.
When you say the knowledge is you're saying is if the knowledge is regurgitated?
Yeah.
Okay, how can the knowledge be regurgitated when you create the knowledge?
I didn't think of it like that.
Well, I got you. I want you to think about it for a second. If you create your scribe that you talk to, isn't that your – how can that be regurgitated if you're talking to – can you slow me down in the background, please, real quick? Let it down, please. Turn it down. Okay, thank you. If you are creating your culinary school, your – wait, dog, can you, last time I asked you, please turn that shit down, please. Please. I'm asking kind of you. Please turn it down.
Me?
Yeah, because I hear myself in the background. You turn whatever it is in the background down, please? Can you turn it down, please? Okay, you good? You ready? You good? 606? Hello? You there? Hello? Hello? All right, now I'm going to ask you what time. Hello? Are you? Okay, yeah, I can hear you now. Yeah. Okay, listen to me. What I'm saying is that this is where you got it wrong. How can it be regurgitated when you're creating what it is for yourself? How can that be regurgitated from something else? I don't understand the question.
No, I'm talking about like knowledge in general.
Okay, what do you mean knowledge? What do you mean knowledge?
Like stuff you've heard, like you've gained.
Wait,
like,
yes.
Like, how do I go from not just listening to you, but like gaining knowledge for myself instead of like just repeating what you're saying?
Okay, but how long have you been listening to me for?
Well, a week now.
Do you have your puzzle pieces yet?
Yeah, I had it. I have it.
Yeah, but you haven't done anything with it, right?
Yeah, I've done it, yeah.
Then you need to do it again and keep on doing it. I am just putting a weapon, like a bullet, on the counter. And I'm showing you how to learn and train your own self through what I'm teaching you. Because I'm not teaching you to be me. But through everything I'm teaching you is for you to take the weapons off the table and be able to put them in your mind, your way, so you can communicate to yourself. Does that make any sense?
Yeah, that makes sense.
So I don't understand where your question came from, but hopefully I was able to answer that. So you're good?
Yeah, you was able to answer it. Yeah, I'll hit you up on the back end.
Yeah. Just remember this, young man. Just remember this. Remember this. That every student needs a mentor. Okay, that's number one. But also the mentor must give the student enough leeway for growth, and that's what I'm giving you, leeway for growth. Because everything I'm showing you, you have got to – this is why I tell you at night before you go to bed is turn on that damn TV to Netflix if you got a smart TV or do it through YouTube, I guess, and look at the fire and contemplate your thoughts. I didn't say my thoughts. Well, your thoughts. Does that make any sense?
Yeah, my own thoughts.
That's what I'm saying. So how can you regurgitate anything when those thoughts are your thoughts? It's just that this is very important. It's just that in this situation, that whatever thought that you have, you must know why you're having that thought. You must defend that thought. You must stand on that thought. And you got to express that thought if you actually want that thought to be actually work. But see, you have to do it. I can't do that for you. Does that make any sense?
Yeah, that makes
okay,
total sense.
All right, man. Well, great question. If you have another one, let me know, okay? Just great question, okay?
All right, I'm here too.
All right, thank you, sir. Wonderful question. Now, let me get back to y'all guys. I got some questions in the chat. I got y'all in 1 second. But what I'm saying is that if you're a rapper, whatever you listen to, let's say you're the artist, okay? You're the artist. Before you go to the venue, you've got to look at the schematics of the building that you're going in. And then you got to know where you're setting all the equipment up. That is even before you get to the venue. You've got to worry. You got to think about the ticket sales. You got to figure out where the seating is going to be. You got to worry about all these arrangements things before you even get to the venue. Once you get to the venue, they've got to set up the stage. They got to set up the music. They got to set everything up. So that's the next stage that you've got to figure out, make sure that everything around you is set up correctly. Then from that point, after all that's set up, then you've got to do sound checks on the instruments that you're playing to make sure that the music is working perfectly. You got to make sure the music is working. You got to make sure that the audio is working. You got to make sure the security team is set up. There are so many layers, but you have got to, and when I'm saying this to you guys out here, this is no different than you working on yourself. You should be doing this with yourself every day, but you're not doing it. Because every day you're trying to find a way to manipulate a woman to get her in bed. Every day you're trying to find a way to say something to a woman so she could come over to your house. Like these women are dumb as fuck. I mean, come on, guys. Do you actually think that they're stupid enough to go over your house the first day they meet you when you don't even know how to? Some of you guys cannot even hold a conversation. Broken ass words, few words here and there, and can't even talk to the woman. All right, let me grab some of these questions right here. How do you speak game to a girl on IG with a voice note to get her to drop her number? Ricky B, I think you're in the wrong class, because I never teach you guys to hate yourselves. Why do you guys listen? I need you guys to help me out. Please, somebody. Why do you guys hate yourselves? If you build worlds in your minds and universes and you create shit in your mind, you have a castle in your mind, you're king, warrior, emperor, and God in your mind, why the fuck are you pandering after a woman? Why are you begging for her number? What is so wrong with telling her to call me? Why do y'all run behind women? Why should she drop her number to a guy that doesn't even have enough confidence in himself? Not confidence, but fucking arrogance. Who the fuck does he think he is? I'm me. Call me. I am not a woman's option. Your options that you have when you beg for a number, you get to either, look, hey, you got several options you can choose from. You can be her chauffeur. You can put up her Christmas or Halloween lights. There's a job for you guys to be a shoulder to cry on. Hell, there's a job to go to the store and hold her fucking purse while she shops for another man. You can go ahead and pay her rent, pay her bills. Hell, there's a job for you to even take her out to dinner. But all those jobs have one thing in common. You ain't going to get no ass. So keep being her option instead of being an opportunity and watch what happens. Next question. If a woman that you dismiss keeps bothering you in a childish way, how do you go about that? Then it's all your fault. Because when she acted childish the second time, you should have dropped and dismissed her that time. But you didn't do that. You have rewarded bad behavior, and now she's acting out this way because you created it, big dog. So you've got to accept what you're dealing with. Because, see, this is what I don't understand about you surface dwellers. That same woman that's acting childish to you, I bet she won't do that shit at her job. I bet she won't be childish to the CEO, the president, or the COO of the company. I bet you that much. You want to know why? Because she will get her ass fired. You have created, See, here's the problem. You created Frankenstein, and now you're mad Frankenstein is destroying the town. You got to get over that shit and move on. You created that, brother. A question. Just had a lady I met online ask me if I'm free for a dinner on Tuesday. I told her I don't do dinner. William, I need you to, hey, William, wherever you live, William, wherever you live, let me know. I will get a first-class ticket to where you live. And what I need you to do, William, is I need you to find a forest. And let's go about, what, 15 miles in that forest. And just shoot me in the back of my Madubalaba Gaba and kill me right now. Are you fucking William, my boy, I say this with love. William, I say this with love. William, I say this with love, William. You've got to stop with your thoughts that are killing you. She didn't tell you that you had to take her out to dinner, did she? She says she's free to do a dinner date. So absolutely, I would love to go on a dinner date with you because I know, listen, well, tell me what can you make? Tell me what you can make. Let me tell you something, William, that you don't understand why you're lost in this. Women just don't say that shit to guys. They say it to guys that are suckers. And the fact that she said that to you, brother, is that she felt that she can get away with it. And you saying you don't do dinner dates and all this other stuff, you can't even ask her why not. Well, I'm going to help you out because I'm feeling in my good spirits today that your why not is that dinner is not showing me your personality. Feeding you is not going to see if we're compatible. Stuffing you with food is not my thing because I'm not like those other guys. But, William, hold on, William. Let me find it. Hold on, William. You know, I got you covered. Hold on, William. Ah, right, first page. William, is this simple, William? Let her know, William. I got you, William. Y'all guys can't say I don't care. All you guys cannot say Steve does not care. What I'm saying to you, William, and all you guys listen to me right now, is if she asks you to go on a dinner date, you let her know that, listen, I don't do dinner dates, but if you want somebody to take you out to eat, then go find that guy. I'll even help you find the outfit to wear to go on a dinner date. Matter of fact, I'm not going to run behind you. I'm not going to ask you anything. And I just want you to realize that when you want some you call me. So here's the contract right here. So what I need you to do is go ahead and initial right here, and please sign your name right here. Because I'm going to give you a contract you can't afford. If you want to eat with somebody, please do it. But if you want to go somewhere, because I'm not a bad person, William, and again, give her the options, William. You should know the options. The first place you offer her is Lake Spread Your Ass Cheeks. Why? Because at Lake Spread Your Ass Cheeks, you can get a loaf of bread for 99 cents, and you can go feed the ducks, because now's the time. Y'all can go feed the ducks, and you can get to know her. You ain't feeding her. And if you feed her anything, you can take it to the corner of, let me get to the next one, your face in the pillow and your ass up in the air. And at that corner, you can take it for coffee, ice cream, or tea. The reason I say ice cream is because it is economical. Because if you're talking to all the women I'm showing you to talk to, you can't take all these women out to dinner. You can't do that. But if she wants to go to dinner with somebody else, then by all means, please go to dinner, and after you get done, call me. I got dick and bubble gum and I'm all out of bubble gum type shit. Don't do that. Don't fall into that trap that you got to take her out. But the problem is, William, you're letting her dictate the way y'all two are going out. Do not let a woman do that to you, brother. Don't do that, man. Never let a woman tell you what you can do with your money. Please don't do that, man. Jay asked a question. Let me see what he said. How are we going to talk better with women? I don't know what to talk about. I may be boring as fuck. Well, JS, again, your communication is not with the woman. You've got to learn how to be interesting. JS World, tell me something a woman is saying to you that you – tell me. Just give me an idea. I'll show you. I'll show you what game is. I do all this shit off the top of my dome anyway. Give me an example of a conversation you're having with a woman, whether it's on the phone or face-to-face, where you feel that she said something to you that has thrown you off. JS, just let me know. Only JS, let me know, JS, and I will answer you. I got you covered, because I'm going to show you how game works, okay? Question here, what is steps to master the foreign art of poetry? Brother, poetry is nothing but expression. As I told you before, if I were to write a poem off the top of my head, I don't know. It's 11:30 at night. And I know you're in the mood. You send me an email message or you send me a text message asking me how I'm doing. You don't want to actually ask me how I'm doing. You want to know what time I'm going to do that, because right now you're sending me a signal that it's time for me to put some flavor in your ear that is going to turn you on and get you wet between your ears, so then you can get yourself wet with your own fingers. I'm just throwing some at you, okay? So what do I mean from the master that? Well, see, what I'm breaking down is okay, if you're in a situation with a woman that's calling you around 11 o'clock or 11:30, then what are you going to do in that moment? But describe and break down the moments. You want to be able to describe these things, because when you are talking dirty to a woman, okay, you have got to be very descriptive. Dirty talk is all about description. You've got to be very, very descriptive to that woman, okay? That's what's important, okay? Timothy, I don't know if you're talking to me. Please put a question. Start over, put a cue. Timothy, just follow the directions. If you're talking to me, put a cue, and I got you covered, okay? What is an interesting person? Well, an interesting person to a woman is somebody, when she gets off the phone with you, that she smiles when she thinks about you. If she's in the middle of her day, she'll stop what she's doing to have a recollection or go back and process something that you said, because what you're saying should have impact on the woman. Everything that you say and everything that you do should have impact on the woman, my brother. How do you know that, let me see, how do you know that your channel can be flagged for bullying? Wait, do you know that your channel can be flagged for bullying, for dressing? All right, A1, please listen to me, please. This is not across the street. Please do not waste my time with any weak shit. If you don't like what I'm saying, then please move or remove yourself from this place. Please remove yourself, because I don't want any feminine ass motherfuckers in here, okay? Please remove yourself, okay? Because you should be ashamed of yourself even asking me that stupid ass question. But because I'm in a good mood, I would blank your ass right now. But I'm in a good mood today, so I'm going to let you hang in there. But don't ever ask me no. No, I'm not going to ban him. That's not ban him. We'll just keep him around. He say something else like that, then he's going to go. Because this is not for you. This is not the right place for you. This is not the right place. You need to go somewhere where somebody's going to tuck you in at night, give you warm milk, and tell you that you're special. This is not the place for you, big dog. This ain't the place for you. But anyway, guys, I got to call in. I got you guys and all this other stuff. Let me know. We got y'all covered, man. If y'all got a question, go ahead and ask. It's the Man Mindset. I'm the Dean. Class is in session, and we're breaking down game right now, okay? We're saying to you guys out here that you have got to draw in what is it that you want to draw in? I ask all you guys, what is it that you want to draw in? And please understand, if you're listening to me, if all you want to draw in is women and sex, you've lost. I'm telling you, lost. I'm sorry. I know you guys watch so much porn that you think that these women should just, like, throw their clothes off, but y'all got to wake up from this. Can you elaborate on things that you can say to a woman you're talking to so she is anticipating the next time she will see you? Ricky, my nose is itching. Here's a problem, brother. Look, Ricky. The problem that you're having here is that you want somebody to hold your fucking hand and guide you on some shit. Ricky, let me explain something to you, why you're going to lose. And you don't even know why you're going to lose, but let me explain to you why you're going to lose. Thank you, 125 likes. It's because you actually think women are stupid enough to believe that you're going to say something smooth and she's going to drop panties for you. Are you fucking serious? Do you actually think that a woman, do you actually think that, man, I'm just going to move on. I'm going to be nice, Ricky. This might not be for you, dog. You might need to go two doors down to the left. How I deal with a situation where two girls tell you that, tells you she's got a girlfriend. Wait, she got a girlfriend after you've been talking to 2 minutes. Wait a second. Timothy. How do you deal with a situation when a girl tells you that she has a girlfriend after you've been talking for 2 minutes or more? Timothy, it's because what came out of your mouth was so fucking weak, weird, or creepy, or thirsty, that she was disgusted by you. I don't think you guys understand that as soon as you open your mouth, these women know who the fuck you are. I keep telling you, Ricky, you are elementary, junior high school, and college. You guys, listen, as soon as you open up your mouth, they know your story, my friend. And here's the worst part that reinforces that you said some weird-ass shit. Because you worried about dealing with a situation with a fucking woman that told you she doesn't want your fucking ass. And yet you telling me you want to know how to deal with it? What? All right, let me get this straight. You're asking me to help you deal with a woman that turned you down? What? 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 A man walks away. What do you mean deal with? Are you like on the ledge? Okay, Timothy, if you're on the air, if you're on the ledge, step down. Come back. It's just a woman. Come back. Come on. Come on. Come back, Timothy. Come back from the ledge. I don't understand what you're talking about, man. I don't understand what you mean by how you deal with a situation from a woman that told you she didn't want you. But if you walked away when she told you that, then why are you asking? I know you didn't walk away because your question is showing me you didn't fucking walk away. Because if you fucking walked away, do you actually think this would be a question? Do you actually think this would be a question? If you actually walked away, do you actually think this would be a question to ask? I don't understand you guys, man. I don't understand how you guys are lying, man. God, y'all got it. Shoot, a few of y'all got it. I'll give Freelancer Prime the A pluses because he is letting these women rent free in your mind. If a woman tells you she has a girlfriend, which is a cool thing because, you know, as a lesbian myself, I can understand why she has a girlfriend. I mean, my God, I get it. I understand. You know, see, we lesbians, see, I can tell her, we lesbians have a lot in common, man. I get why you have a girlfriend. I get it. Because as a lesbian myself, I understand. I get it. But you didn't do this. My world, I'm going to just block you for 5 minutes. And then what I'm going to do is the next time you waste my time, I'm going to ban you. I'm here to help you, okay? I'm here to help you guys, okay? Please, I'm here to help you. And all I'm asking you guys is just ask questions that help you. I'm not here for shucks and jives, man. I'm here to help you, okay? But see, for the reasons why a lot of you guys are messing up, okay, is the number one reason is you're not following the thing that should be influencing you, and that should be you. If the woman influences you, you've lost. If her body influences you, you lost. If her face influences you, you lost. If the woman in general influences you, you lost, because you should be your own influence, okay? And then if you are influenced by the woman, the second problem is that you are ignoring who you are. And for some of you guys, you are setting yourself and selling yourself wrong to women. And how do I know you're selling yourself wrong to women? Because I know a lot of you guys out here are just trying to get them over to your place. I know a lot of you guys just want to smash. And the worst part about it, because we'll talk about this tomorrow with Angry Man again, was what the worst thing about it is that she already knows what you want to do. And she's giving you enough rope so you can hang yourself. Because you know a guy that gets pussy and a guy that's experienced with women, he ain't thinking about, I'm telling you, I promise you, he ain't thinking about smashing. I promise you, he's not, just like you, he will look at a woman and appreciate her body, but where everything splits is that you are thinking about smashing. He's saying, what can she bring to my world? What can she do to me to get my attention? What can she do to me to be worth my time? What can she do to me to get my fucking respect? And last but not least, what can she do to get the dick that I'm not putting on the market like you guys do, man? Question, in terms of grooming, what are women's preferences that men have in terms of shaving? Well, no, this is not an off topic. It's a good question. Well, here's the thing. Here's the thing. The thing is, young man, is that every woman has their preference. Some women like guys who have a smooth shave. But see, here's the problem. When you have stubble here and beard here, okay, it irritates what's between her legs because you're rubbing the stubble. The stubble can rub up on the thing, and I'm showing you something. Sometimes it's good to be cleanly shaven right here, especially if you're going down or if you're kissing her, because the stubble can create skin irritation. But I'm not saying that she doesn't like that. I'm just saying some women don't like that and some do. So it's up to the woman. But the one thing I tell you about is I show you how to groom yourself with the woman in the shower and how you should go and bring your favorite cologne in and use that on your loofah and go ahead and wash yourself, get your peroxide, your mouthwash, and all other stuff. I show you that. But when it comes as far as facial hair, every woman is different. But some women out there will get irritated, okay? Some women out there will get irritated by the stubble when you're rubbing up on their body parts. You know, some women will. So just think about that. Why do some models I photograph nude ask, how do I feel about me shooting nude women? Well, okay. Steven, this is a beautiful thing, depending on the woman. It's not about the why. It's about how. It's about me letting the women know that there is beauty in nudity. And there are so many women out there who want to hide, conceal, and cover their bodies because they deal with guys that shame them all the time. The reason I like doing it is because I like to show the woman that you are free. There's art in nudity. There's beauty in nudity, which means there can be beauty in you. And all I'm doing is just taking pictures of it for you so you can see the beauty of it. That's all, dog. Let's game in that shit, man. Hey, I mean, you can always leave. And especially if you want to smash one of these ladies out here, you can lead them right to the bedroom with the game, sir. JS asked a question. Guys, I want to call in. Lines are open. I don't feel confident enough in myself to do. Okay, JS, I don't know what a cold approach is because I don't know what a warm approach is or lukewarm. I think you're in the wrong room because I think that you think this is a PUA or red pill space. We are not pickup artists. We don't teach red pill. I teach manhood. And if you're a guy that thinks about cold approaches, all right, I'm showing you if you're that guy, when you talk to a woman, you're going to be like,
yeah, well, can we go and chill for Netflix? I mean, I'm a cool guy. So what? I live in the basement with my mother. I'm a cool guy. I cold approach women. And that's how you're going to sound, man. Men don't cold approach, so stop saying that word. It's a bad word. Do not use that word. Men don't cold approach women. Stop that word. My gosh, can't believe you would say that word. Men don't cold approach women, bro. We don't do that, bro. I think you're in the wrong damn class asking that question, bro. Cold approach. Puh. Puh. Let's see here. What else we got? Let's see here. Thank you, Angie. I appreciate that, Angie, just keep it. I appreciate that, Angie. And if that person cannot understand what you just said, we'll get rid of them. We'll get rid of them. I appreciate that, Angie. Hold on, Angie. I hope I got you as a mod. I love to give the ladies moderators and shit. So if someone's bothering you, Angie, I hope I got you. I think I got you as a mod, don't I, Angie? Let me see, Angie. If I don't got you, you know I got you right now and shit. So let me see something. Yeah, you're a moderator, Angie. Okay, you got it, girl. You got it. All right, good. Guys, I want to call on you. I have the lines. Lines are open. If you have a question, go ahead and ask. But yeah, there's no thing as a cold approach. Please don't do that. Okay. I learned the game when I was 9 years old. I didn't learn the game. I started the process. I had a mentor that allowed me to be under his wing to show me what I'm showing you. So that's how I learned. But here's the thing about it, Michael. I'm still dumb. I still have not learned all that I need to learn. Because as you will learn, if you ever have game, is that you evolve every day. So I learn up to 11:59. And then tomorrow I relearn because I evolve. So you'll understand if you ever choose to learn game that it's deeper than you learning or you how I learn. This is not about me. This is about how you got to learn for yourself. But the problem is because you're on that surface dwelling level, you always want to worry about the next man versus worrying about you. And that's what kills a lot of you guys out here. Y'all too busy worrying about other guys. My nose itching. Got my nose itching. What are some of the recommendations to set the mood before smashing? Well, you can't set the mood. Okay. Here's the problem, white dog. The problem is that you are not going to smash because the mood is set, sir, when you first meet, counter her. That's when the mood is set. And everything you do from that point is going to set you on a pathway. So you can't set a mood if you don't have your own place. I don't think you have your own place. You look like a young man. And if you have your own place, you better fix that thing up. Yeah. You can't. Well, Ange, hey, this is some creepy shit because here's the thing. You don't understand game enough to realize that why can't the woman smash you? Why is it that? Why are you guys always begging and pandering women for ass? Why can't you position yourself to show her why she should be smashing you? Is that so hard to see? Is that, am I saying something crazy? Is that crazy? Am I saying something out of the box? But I want you to see that, okay? Yeah, that's what I'm saying, W4. The first thing he's talking about. See, the moment you talk about smashing, you've already told not only me, but the woman, your story. And this is why you're not smashing, okay? All right? What do I mean by that? So when you take a shower, I always tell my guys when you take a shower, right? When you're about to see a woman, there's a prepping thing that I always teach guys to do, okay? And the prep thing that I tell you to do is, I just say what I do. I'll just talk about what I do because I don't want to tell you what to do because you're not like, some of you are not my clients. I tell you what I do. I've always done. I would always take peroxide and swish it around my mouth. I don't swallow it. I swish it around my mouth because what peroxide does is it kills everything in your mouth that's bacteria. To a point where you're gonna be spitting bacteria out like a rabid dog. Then I get Scope Outlast and then I put that in my mouth and swish it around and brush my teeth at the same time. But then what I will do is when I wash myself, because the water's hot, your pores are open. So what I've always done is when I wash myself, now I have I got soaps and stuff that has the same cologne, but if you don't have that, you take your cologne and spray it into the soap, because when you're washing your body, that is going into your pores. So when you start fucking, instead of sweating, you're gonna smell good because the not only is the soap getting in there, but also the cologne is getting in there. Okay, that's just a little prep thing that I always do. Question: why ask the question? I don't have sex because my hands are sweaty most of the time. Are there any words of encouragement you have for me? Well, why? It's not the fact that your hands are sweaty, sir. This is what you got to understand. Your hands are sweaty because I feel that there's some nervousness going on with you, and that's why you're getting sweaty hands. But if your hands are sweaty, here's the thing that you do. When you're in bed with the woman, here's a beautiful thing. That bed is really a towel, okay? If your hands are fucking sweaty, wipe those motherfuckers off on any part of the bed, because after you nut on that shit, you're going to have to pick up the stuff anyway. So wipe your sweaty hands off. Wipe your sweaty hands, man. Don't make excuses, man. There's always a way. Next question. How do you handle people when they play games? Dismiss them. Yes, it's the end. Listen. The only reason people play games is because you have trained them that they can play games with you. If you about the game, you ain't playing games. Dude, bro, peaches out, H-Dog. I appreciate you, New Year. Peep game. All right. I'm going to walk you through the steps. Now, watch this. All right, watch this. I'm going to walk through the script. All right, so I'm brushing my teeth, right? I'm brushing my teeth, right? And I come with this idea. Oh, I got a thought. Scribe. I want you to write this down. If a woman, and I ask a woman to accompany me and she says, I don't know, I'll think about it, or I'll get back to you, I'm dismissing her right then and there. Then go back to brushing teeth. So remember, I told you, once I scribe that down, then I must market that thing to myself. Because am I man enough to dismiss her? Because remember, I told you, when you make something up for yourself, you got to know why. You got to stand on it, defend it, and fucking express it. So what I'm saying is I'm not about games. And if you are playing games trying to, well, I don't know. I'm not sure. I'll let you know later. You're gone. Hey, candle maker. Candlemaker. You want to know why I pull out the candlemaker? The reason why I pull out the candlemaker is because, listen, the thing about me is that I want a woman. The thing I want from a woman. Oh, I'm sorry. I grabbed the candle and I moved the screen and shit. I'm sorry. The thing that I got excited. I apologize. I grabbed the screen. I moved shit around. Anyway, let me get that. Okay, I think that's perfect. I think the screen's perfect. Okay, good. What I'm saying is this to y'all guys out, listen to me. I don't have high tolerance. I don't have low tolerance. I have no tolerance. I expect a woman to know what she wants because character, not her body, not her ass and her titties, her character is everything to me. And if her character does not line up with her looks, she's gone. I want a woman to say that shit. Please, ladies, say that shit to me. Please say that I don't know, I'm not sure, I'll think about it, or all these disrespectful things. Because what you guys do is y'all say, okay, well, just let me know when I can know. Please let me know. I'll boo, 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 boo. Okay? So I'm saying is that play games, you force them to play games because you're playing games yourself, man. Okay? I don't understand what this question is. You're asking how can I work on my seduction game? How many times? I don't think y'all guys understand me. I tell you guys to make sure that it's all about how you communicate with yourself. That's it. M says, should you eat kitty cat for the first time when you have sex with a girl, or do you do it on the second or third time? Like, when do you do it? Michael, I am not you. Okay, listen, Michael. This is a beautiful thing about this show. This show is not here to tell you what to think. It's here to tell you how to think for your fucking self. So you decide what you want to do. But Michael, I'll give you one. Peep game. You don't have game right now. And if you get a woman over your house the first night, I don't even know if you should touch her. I don't even know if you should touch her. But I'm just saying. You decide what is right for you. Because I'm not here to tell a man what to lick and what to eat. You decide what you want to do, man. You decide. That's up to you. I cannot choose that for you. Can you elaborate on the drug lab? Yes, the drug lab that I have right now is the drug of me. My drug lab, when I'm working on my drug lab in my mind, I have levels in my building. It's a beautiful building. I love the building. It's great. In there, well, I've got two buildings. I got my synthetic area. Now that is the mushroom of me, the ecstasy pill of me. And it might be kind of like where the fentanyl of me. That's being created in the lab. But the good shit is out in the far corner of my mind where the cocaine of me, the rock, the methamphetamine of me. Oh my God. Because my drugs make women feel good. My drug is tapping into her emotions where her smiles, blushes, thanks, reacts are higher. I am giving her access to snort me, smoke me, inject me, however she wants to take me in the form of a pill or a piece of mushroom. She can have me any way she wants, and it's going to have the same effect. That's my drug lab. That's my drug lab. Because I am the drug. Okay? And also, let me get to this question here. I'm getting all your questions. Guys, y'all can call in. The lines are open. We're still chopping it up, but I just want to make sure I cover all the questions. I don't want y'all to think. Okay, when we scribe something, we bring in our own marketing team. Do we write it down and just talk to everything? All right. I'll go over the process real quick with you because I'm sorry, not the dolphin. Let's go to the process real quick because I don't think you understand, all right? I'm sorry, that's the drug lab. Oh, wait, let me take that off. Okay, here we go. So let me show you something. So let me take this off. All right, so let me answer your question real quick. So what I'm saying to you is when I have my thoughts, okay, any thought that you have, the first thing that you must do, now, again, I don't need to write it down because I know how to store information, but you should always write down your thought. Whatever that thought is, write it down, because you never know when you're going to need that thought again. See, a lot of y'all guys come up with an idea, but you don't write it down. You don't store the information. You should always have a little pen and a pad with you of what you want to do. Once you do that, then it's going. Then once you know what you want to do, is at that point where you get with your marketing team. Your marketing team is you selling your idea to yourself. See, the problem with most guys is that they don't sell their ideas to themselves. They sell their ideas, try to sell it to the woman. That means you got to sell what it is you want to sell to yourself, because then you believe in it. And once you believe in that, then you bring it to your Senate and you make it law, a non-negotiable. This is what I'm going to do, and I'm going to stand on it. If she doesn't like it, I'm going to stand on it. If she hates it, I'm going to stand on it. Because remember I told you, like the three little pigs. See, you're not hiding from the woman. You're going to express what you are to the woman. But then once you get to that point, it can go even deeper. Because once you make it a law, then who's at the table? Who's at the table? You got to have your guide at the table. You have to have your creative side at the table, your culinary school, and all the, and everybody else at the table. So what I'm saying is, it's not just, see, a lot of y'all guys, people have taught y'all wrong. They think y'all just tell y'all to write stuff down. It's not about writing things down. It's about really communicating to yourself about what you want to do and stand on it. But I'm telling you right now that if everything you want to do is based on getting some quick sex, it's based on manipulating the woman to get in bed, it's not going to work. So I want to make that perfectly clear, because as a man, I'm not trying to manipulate her in the bed. You never try to manipulate the woman in the bed, okay? All right? Look, why? Listen, why? Listen, why? Listen. Please, listen. Listen, why? Let me help you out. Worry about you and ask questions for you. They're trying to teach you a lesson here, and you're not seeing it. You have got to stop being like the surface dweller and worrying about the next man. Ask questions for yourself and grow, man. They're trying to help you out, but you're not seeing it, man. They're trying to help you out. Is it woman? Yes, yes, yes. They're going to say they love you. Yes, they're going to say they love you, they miss you, and all that other stuff. But it's very important. Listen. Here's a great question you ask, because I think there's a question in here that you want to ask, like, what do I say when a woman says she loves you? Listen, it's very important that when a woman says she loves you, or a woman says something like, you know, and remember, listen, guys, this is why it's very important to establish what the fuck you are early on, so you don't have to be caught in a situation. She's going to tell you she loves you. She's going to tell you she misses you. She's going to tell you she thinks about you. And that's the truth. That is the truth. And like I showed you guys the other night, and I will show you again, that when you get around a woman, they're going to talk to you. They're going to open up to you and let you know how they actually feel. Because when they get with a real man, they're not going to know how to act. And what they're going to do is express how they feel. They know you have other women. They know that you are moving and you have rosters of women. But they want to share with you that they love you, they care about you, and they can see themselves with you. So what I'm saying, when they say that to you, don't be mean to her. Don't knock her for what she's saying. Just let her know, look, I'm cool with what you're saying. I appreciate what you're saying. But, baby, come here. Let's talk. I'm serious. Let's talk. Listen. Listen. I know how you're feeling. And I'm not here to knock what you're feeling. But you have to understand that, look, you know what we are. You know when I first met you. Remember I first met you and you told me that you wanted me to take you out to dinner? And I told you to go out with those other guys? and I told you that I'm not going to run behind you, and I told you you can see whoever you want to see, and you started telling me you don't want to be with anybody else but me. You started telling me that there was nobody else but me. Baby, listen to me. Come here, let's talk. Listen, I understand how you're feeling, but I cannot love you the way you need to be loved. Now, when you're with me, hey, baby, don't I make you feel like the only woman in the world? Don't I make you lose time? I mean, come on, look at that smile right there, baby. Don't I make you feel good, baby? Huh? Well, hey, baby, listen. If you want that to continue, you got to understand that, listen, with you loving me is going to come a lot of jealousy. It's going to come a lot of saltiness. So I'm just letting you know right here, right now, I love the fact that you love me. I'm lovable. Have you met me? I'm sorry, that's just me being a dick. But what I'm saying is, look, I don't mind you loving me. But if that love turns into jealousy or you being territorial, I'm going to have to let you go. And that's how you got to talk to him. And I'm not being a dick. See, guys, I'm not being a dick. I'm being honest, okay? You see what I'm saying? I'm just being honest with the woman. I'm sorry, it froze. I'm sorry if it froze. I'm sorry. I'm back. But I'm just saying I'm being honest with the woman, and I'm not playing games with her, okay? All right. Question. He asked a question. God, my nose is itching. Jesus. How do you respond to what you're doing? All right, get on. It's easy. Easy. What I'm doing is I'm trying to find a way to get you to my place. Because there is this, there, you know what? Watch this, guys. Watch this. Now, I'm going to show you something. Watch this. I'm going to show you something, all right? Watch this game right here. What am I doing? Well, baby, I'm looking at this right now. And I'm scratching my head because you know what? I'm thinking that, you know what? If who can I this for? And what I'm doing is I'm trying to figure out what woman I'm going to call up right now to come over to my place so she can experience what it's like to have an experience with me through a roll of cinnamon rolls, cinnamon buns. And, baby, if you want to see what it is, I can show you what it's going to look like. You see what I'm saying? That's what I'm doing. There's so many, what you're doing. What I'm doing right now is you want to know what I'm doing? I'll take a shower. Let me take a photo. This is what I'm doing. I'm taking a shower right now. And all you got to do right now is you can change that shit to a purple. Don't do red. Red is on Halloween. Don't do red. That's Halloween. That's for our sexo-ween. Don't do the red. I would say do the green or the blue or the purple. And you take a photo and show her what you're doing right now. I'm taking a shower right now. You care to join me? I mean, there's so many things that you guys, when a woman, there's so many things that you can do when a woman is asking you what you're doing by letting her know, I'm thinking of ways to make you smile. Matter of fact, I'm thinking about ways to get you to send me a photo of yourself. You want to know what I'm doing? I'm going to grab my motherfucking phone. I'm going to give you a voice message. I'm going to give you a video message. What I'm doing is I'm thinking about ways. Do you know what? You know what I'm doing right now? Because I remember you were telling me you were taking a shower. You know what I'm doing? I'm thinking about ways that I can go ahead and watch you wash your body because I'm jealous of the water and the suds that get to go through every part of your body, every curve, and every crest of your body. That's game. Because you're leading her. But you don't sit around and say, I'm just sitting here. What you doing? Man, you got to lead her, okay? Lead her. Question right here, Steve. How do I come clean to my girlfriend I've cheated on and I should never find out? Dude, just listen. Gamer, look. Take that thought, throw it out, and just leave it alone. I don't want you to come clean to her. And then she was like, well, now that you come clean to me and I'm on my period, well, I'm like, I think I love it better if I told you this. I sucked some dick. You know, you don't want it. Dog, just leave that shit alone, man. Do not just, hey, do not tell her. Leave it alone. Do not come clean. This is not, do not do it. I'm telling you, do not do it. Don't do it. You will fuck things up. Because as soon as you tell her, man, she's going to be in bed like, you think I'm going to let you touch me? That bitch touch. Don't do it, man. Do not come clean, man. Throw that shit in the ocean. Do not come clean. Do not leave that shit alone. Unless you want to make her a booty call, you let her know. Because, that shit ain't going to end well. Leave that shit alone, brother. What is the process? I need to change my mind. That's what I'm showing you right now, 2.0. The way you got to do it is you got to start communicating with yourself the way I'm showing you. The only way that you're going to grow as a man to be able to win in this game is how you communicate with yourself. The first line of communication, gentlemen, is not with the woman. Always remember this, guys. Get your crayons out because I'm breaking game down to you guys. You guys have got to create action plans to what you want to do. And I'm talking about there's got to be an action plan for how you make her smile. And there's got to be a series of things you got to do to get to that point. Then there's got to be an action plan of where I want to move her from that smile. You got to figure action plans to make her blush, make her react, make her think. You got to have an action plan for how you go and talk to her. You have to have an action plan for your crib. Everything you do, you must know what it is you're doing, like your alphabet, like your letters, gentlemen. You know your letters. You know your alphabet. You know everything that you are. The only thing you're not doing is incorporating this with yourself. You have to implement game to yourself every day. You've got to have an accountability to make sure that, remember, we're 6 months and 12 days in the new year, and now you're in the second half of the year. Now's the time to get your shit together. Now is the time to create a template of how you move, how you think, what you want to do. It is time to start communicating to yourself to grow yourself. You cannot sit here and wait for women to come at you. You cannot sit here and wait for the perfect opportunity to come, because there is no perfect opportunity. The one thing that you have got to do is become the motherfucking opportunity. Stop waiting for opportunities to come. Be opportunity. Show her why you. Show her that you are not operating like everybody else. But I don't want you to manipulate her into sleeping with you. That's not what this is about. Do not manipulate or try to cheat the game. Never do that. Men don't manipulate. Men don't cheat the game. The thing that a man does is he stands on who he is. When's the last time you guys were able to talk to a woman and put flavor in her ear? But let me ask you this. I haven't even showed you this one. And I'm going to give you this one. This is in the book. I'm going to give you this one. Tell me about your doctor. See that? Wait. Hold on. Now, hey, freelance, before you say it, I'm showing you right now. This is going over your motherfucking heads. Gentlemen, tell me about your urgent care center. This is going over your heads. And I'm going to show y'all some game. Wait, hold on. Before I fucking even say this shit. Hold on. Before I say this, I'm showing you we the only ones on YouTube that's breaking this down. You haven't even thought about your urgent care. So what you're about to hear is 100% authentic, and it is coming from us. Nobody is breaking this down. Tell me, gentlemen, tell me about your urgent care unit that you have. The urgent care unit when she's on her period, cramping, when she's sick, when she's having a bad day, when she's sad, when she's crying, when she doesn't feel sexy. Where's your urgent care? Tell me. See, y'all motherfuckers, y'all wonder when she's looking good and she's feeling good. But I'm asking you guys, where is your urgent care? Where's the unit? It's going over your heads, and I'm going to show you how deep game is. What is the urgent care remedy for when she's not feeling good? What's the urgent care remedy when she's cramping? What's the urgent care remedy when she had a long day at work and she's been standing on her feet all day? Where's the urgent care when she has a headache? Where's the urgent care when she's just not feeling sexy? Oh my God, y'all don't know how deep we are getting today. Y'all don't get it. This is how deep game is. Nobody is even thinking this deep because a lot of guys have never even thought about this. Well, shit, Steve, I never thought of. You want to know why your urgent care is so important? Because that's where the sex is at. All you guys, it's not in the dinners. It's not in the drinks. It's not putting up her Christmas lights or driving her around or being a shoulder to cry on. It's not being her shoulder, being her bank, feeding her. It's not. The urgent care is where the sex is at. Because the average motherfucker is so selfish, he ain't thinking about the woman. He ain't thinking. I'm telling you, he ain't. Guys, woo! When it get around 10:30, 11 o'clock, and she's in her panties, oh, in a t-shirt, she's like, ooh-wee, let me pull out the Willie Mammoth 300. But you know what? Whose dick who do I want to call right now? And you know what's going to happen? This is the point right here. It's going to be a list of, okay, there's all these guys that when I was sick, sad, feeling some kind of way, they just dismissed me. They just like, solve it yourself. Call me when you're better. But then there's that one asshole. He's an asshole. He's a jerk. He's fucking arrogant, cocky, and fucking conceited. But he's the only one that made me feel sexy when I didn't feel sexy. He was the only one that made me feel appreciated when I felt like shit. When I didn't feel good, he could hear in my voice that I wasn't feeling good, and he made me smile. He put a smile on my face. Who the fuck you think she gonna call? Ghostbusters? Who you think she gonna call? Who you think she gonna call? And I know y'all don't want to hear this shit. Guys, if you want sex, you better get that urgent care together. You better get that urgent care together. Let your woman tell you she been standing up all day. You know what the motherfucker at the urgent care gonna say? You know what? This is what I want you to do. Let me know when you get home. I'll just stop by for about 15 minutes. And I got a surprise for you. And you go over there. You lay her on the couch. You don't grab her ass and her titties. You just take off her fucking shoes and her socks. Get the goddamn lotion. Rub those. Hey, guys, I'm already showed you the way to rub the foot. Nobody's even showing you that shit. I'll give you that for free. Here's the foot massage right here. Let me show you the foot massage. I'm already showing you the foot massage for free. I'm already showing you how to rub the foot for free. And then when you're done, you just leave. That's sex to a woman, and you guys don't even see that shit. You don't even work on your urgent care because you never thought that you had to. But this is the difference between them sleeping with you and them like, nah, I don't know. I'm just saying. A girl asked me, do I like her in person because I give her – wait. The girl asked me, do I like her in person because I give her mixed feelings. What should I admit? Well, okay. Hey, Ghetto, listen to me, my brother. Why don't you get your man pants on and stop giving women mixed signals. Clear, concise, impactful. Let her know what the deal is. Always let these women know where they stand. Don't be emotional and be like, what? Ollie, oxen free, I'm not going to tell you. Oh, you want to know? I mean, it's how you sounding with this shit, man. You guys, come on, man. Man up. Tell that woman where she is. And like I told you, brother, listen, where's it at? Look, baby, look, you can lease me, you can rent me, but you cannot have me. You, whenever you want this dick, you can have it. And I'm not, and look, this is all, look, you can go date who you want to date. Go see who you want to see. I just want to make sure we got an agreement that when you want some of this, you're going to see me. So here's the contract. Baby, again, baby, I need you to go ahead and initial right here, initial here, initial right here, sign your name right here, and we're good to go. Because she's a woman should never ask this question. And if a woman asks this question, you're the problem. A woman should listen, let me say this to all you guys to show you why this is important. I want a woman to be 100% sure that this is what she wants. I don't want to beat around the bush, lie to her, and manipulate her. No, this is what we are. So this is your chance to go ahead and go away. But I know you ain't going anywhere. I know you ain't going anywhere because you never met a man that can talk to you the way I talk to you. You never met a man that showed you videos the way I showed you. So go ahead and go as far as you want. I'll send you a candle. Go the fuck on. But a woman should never, gentlemen, ask you this question because she should already know. So we should leave them voice messages for the urgent care of, and they're not being sexy. Well, Mr. Cakes, that is up to you how you control your building. Some women that feel sad. You have three options. I'm giving you four options. Really five. One is a text. Two is voicemail. Three is video. Four going live, and five to go see her. You got five options. Five. You got five options. So you choose out of the five options you want to do for said feeling. But this is why I keep telling y'all, y'all got to listen to the feeling. Y'all got to listen to when she sighs, and you got to listen to her smiles, and you got to listen to the things she's talking about, because if you're actually listening to these things, you're doing what the average motherfucker ain't doing. And I'm trying to tell y'all, if y'all want the sex, because I know a lot of y'all guys want the sex. Listen, thing is, it comes down to, okay, what comes down to is this beautiful thing called figuring out what it is you want to do and just doing it. And when you figure it out, you're good to go. This is where the sex is. I know y'all want the sex to be something else, but the sex is in how you make her feel, dog. And it's not about the good days. It's about the shit that the average motherfucker ain't doing. Dog, I'm not saying rub her fucking back when she's cramping. I'm saying it's nothing wrong with saying, look, I'm just checking. You good today? Yeah, that's it. That's it. You good? All right, well, hey, go ahead, relax. Rest. Get back to me. Done. You on your feet? Hey, wait, you got a headache? Shit, this is what I want you to do. Hey, go ahead. Hey, fix yourself a nice bubble bath. Go ahead and play your favorite music. Put some candles up. Put a nice towel over your eyes and relax. And just call me afterwards so I can check up and see how you're doing. That's it. That's sex. Steve, what if she already have dudes on her roster who already gave her that kind of attention? Okay, H-Dog, I don't give a fuck what she has on her roster. It's none of my business. Listen, the only way you know that is if you're asking that fucking question. And if she's telling you that, then you are really fucked up because a woman should, guys, if a woman has got to tell you why aren't you doing fill in the blank, then you're fucking up. I'm just letting you know. It's this simple. Y'all have got to get out of high school thinking. You are not in high school anymore. How do you respond when she says, don't you trust me? Well, why not? Wait. Something's wrong here. why would you be asked that if you weren't cupcaking, helicoptering, and handcuffing that woman? You know what I'm getting from you? Where are you going? Why is that guy messaging you? Will you, dude, Chad, leave her alone, Chad. Chad, leave her alone. You're too much of a woman, dog. If a woman has to ask you that question, that means you are on some feminine shit. A man does not ask her who's calling you and, oh, my God, who's that guy? Why is he liking your photos? And where are you going? Man, you, Chad, you better get off that cake-ass shit. That's caking. You're cupcaking, sir. Do not cupcake. Don't cupcake, all right? Do not do that. That's not what the game is about. You guys have got to stop hovering these women. What right do you have to tell a woman where she can go and who she can fuck? Tell me. I want to know. Because I'm just being real with y'all. In the thing called the real world, you can do whatever you want, and so can she. And you have got to accept that. But when you're doing it right, she ain't going to want to do it. That's the beauty. See, guys, always remember, because we're going to be talking about this in August. Always remember what Daddy said. Always remember what Daddy said. Daddy's the first one to tell her that she can't go out and what she can and cannot do. So I dare you to tell an independent woman what she can and cannot do. She's going to do the exact opposite. So why don't you just let her go? Tell her to do whatever she wants to do, okay? What's your thing on dating apps? Oh, Chosen. It's game, brother. Oh, Chosen. Oh, my God. Chosen. Chosen. There's so much. Chosen. Let me show you. It's great. It's been a while since I showed y'all that, but Chosen. Let me show you, dog. Oh, Chosen. When I say conquer Chosen, I mean conquer women on every stage. Everywhere there's a woman, you should conquer. Now, let me give you some game right quick, okay? All I want you to do, dog, and this is where y'all go wrong. Facebook, just like, wait, where's it at? Now, I ask you guys, please have enough, I'm asking you guys, please have enough consideration not to laugh at me when I'm talking about Mickey Mouse in this thing. This is my Mickey Mouse, so don't laugh at me. Just please don't laugh at me. Now, what I'm saying to you, C-Dog, is that the reason I show you Mickey Mouse is Facebook has set you up with layup pussy and you don't even realize it. The dating apps have showed you layup pussy. This is very important. We'll talk about dating apps in a second, but I want to tell you about Facebook. Facebook is set up with groups. And all those groups have what you like. If you're black and you like white women, there's a group. If you're white and you like Asians, there's a group. If you're black and you like Mexican or if you're a black guy, you like fat women, there's a group. If you like skinny women, there's a group. There's a group for everything you want. It's so easy. It's too easy. You remember I showed the experiment I did? I got to show the experiment I did to show you how easy it is. So let me give you an example. So what I did right here, if you're looking at this thing. So what I did, this is a while back. What I did was I put out a video in a group, right? Okay. And all I said was game 101. And I showed the woman that took a thing and tied a knot. I got 66. Wait, let me take your name down so I can show y'all the numbers and stats and stuff. Because this shit don't lie. Hold on, give me a second. So let me show it. Let me take this down. So I got 66 comments and I got 629 emojis. So out of that 629, there was at least 400 women. And out of those 66 comments, there was at least 50 women that did that. So please understand what I'm saying. Every woman that comments on all the shit that you see that I posted right here is somebody that I can talk to right now. because it is at that moment in time, young man, that they're thinking about me. So what I got to do is when you get a like, you'll get a notification. You get the notification. And like I teach you guys, as I teach you to bid, your bid works online or offline. Now, C-Dog, let me tell you the problem. Do not hire a fucking photographer to take picture. Okay, y'all. Y'all got me? All right, I got the football, and I'm going to pretend that I have a life by throwing it. Are you ready? You ready to snap it? 3, 2. Did y'all get it? Ha, let me see. Oh, yeah. Oh, I'm going to post that because it looks like I have a life. Motherfuckers, let me tell y'all something. Your picture and your profile is not your personality. So will y'all stop trying to make and conjure up this fake-ass life that you're living? Well, let me go to a party and hold up a glass because, yeah, take the photo. Wait. Take the photo. And then what you do, you post it. And you like, yeah, she's really going to like that. Guys, I'm telling all you surface dwellers, your photos and your fucking weak, cake-ass profiles is not your personality. Well, yeah, my name is Roger, and, like, I'm a Pisces. And, yeah, I love to go jogging. I love to take long walks, and I love to go fishing. Ha, ha, ha. I'm not really a good cook. But, I mean, are you fucking serious? Y'all better stop that shit. I'm telling y'all. Y'all better stop. Wait. Hold on a second. Ladies. 30 seconds, ladies. Hey, ladies, if you're listening, I do this. 30 seconds, ladies. Give me 30 seconds to talk to the guys. 30 seconds. 30 seconds. Listen to me, guys. You got to understand that everybody knows these women are not fucking stupid. They know that you're writing a profile because you think by saying all the shit that they want to hear is actually going to get you some pussy. Stop writing bullshit. Stop writing and thinking that they're stupid. They know when you're talking about that long walk, that jog. Hey, like, this motherfucker wants to fuck me. Look at this loser. He just wants to fuck me. You want to know why? Because as soon as she talks to you, cake motherfucker, like, hi. Man, come on, guys. Don't do it. So, C-Dog, I hope you're back. Ladies, come back in. Ladies, y'all come back in. I'm sorry, ladies. I just had to talk to the guys real quick and shit. Come on, guys. Y'all can't do this. Y'all cannot do this and think y'all going to win and get game. It doesn't work that way. Let me answer some of your questions. Let me see here. Scrolling down. Let me answer some of these questions. Let me see. Why? What's the most? Most women don't have game toward. Most women don't have game. Wait, what? Hold on. Sir. God damn it, ladies, there's a Prada bag sale online. Ladies, give me a second, ladies, because I'm not here to prop up women. So, ladies, please unplug this shit. I'm not here to prop y'all up. Oh, my God. Son. The reason I'm upset right now is because you're making me fucking make women look good right now, and you know I hate doing that shit. I'm not here to be mean to them, but God damn it, I got to keep it a buck with you. These fucking women have more game on their little fucking pinky than most of you guys can ever have in your life. They know how to run circles around you and get what they want from you and not even have to give you any pussy. They can just do this and show some cleavage, and you motherfuckers are happy. They can go on the internet and say, I want a fucking type shoe, and somebody will buy that shit. These women are dangerous. Don't ever think that they're stupid. They're smart enough to play dumb. Oh, man, wait for Tuesday show with Lucario. Oh, I got a humdinger for you with that shit. But, dude, These women are no fucking joke. They know how to get you where they are. Oh, man, these women are cold at the game. I don't, hey, dog, and I hate giving them credit for this shit, but goddamn it, these women know how to run circles. They, God, I'm about to hurry up because these ladies are coming back. How cold is it when she, when you open your mouth, she already knows where she's going to place you. Chauffeur, and she knows exactly what to do to get you there. And so cold with it that it's like a Jedi mind trick because she's going to make you think it was actually your fucking idea when she get done with your ass. Oh, man. Man, listen, listen. This is why I love telling you this shit about women and love this part of the game, because this is where the challenge comes in at. This is the thrill of the hunt, because she's got rosters of suckers. And as the ladies are coming in, ladies, y'all are in, let me tell y'all, because ladies, I don't want to hear that. No, I can't. No, stop lying. Guys, let me tell y'all something. She wants right now, call a motherfucker and say, what's wrong? Nothing. I was going to ask you to come over, but I can't now, and I had a surprise for you. What? What's wrong? My TV broke. And I just thought it would be nice to have you, to have you come over and watch Netflix with me, because, you know, I just want your friendship, and I like you having, and you know what that sucker going, oh, don't worry about it. I'll buy you a TV. Really? And y'all don't even see that shit. My phone, man. Look, look. She online. Hey, bitch. Yeah, that's how they talk to the girl. Hey, that's how women talk to each other. I'm not saying they, it's how women talk to each other. Bitch, did you know there's an iPhone 23 coming out? Girl, damn. Yeah. Shift it. Girl. Hey, you think I'm really going to pay for that shit, girl? Girl, watch this. Watch this. Now, don't say nothing. I'm calling him. Hey, what's up, baby? What's going on? How you doing? What you doing today? I didn't know what I did there. Oh, I'm okay. I'm sorry. I tried to call you yesterday, but my phone's been acting up. It's just the buttons don't work. Buttons on the phone, right? It's just been acting up. Every time I try to call you, it just doesn't. I just, and I don't want you to think that I'm not thinking about you, and I don't want to think that I don't want to call you, but it's just this phone, this goddamn phone, this fucking phone. Oh, that's the most, oh, girl, what's wrong? Nothing. I'm just so frustrated. I just don't want you to think that I don't like you, and I don't want you to think that I'm not interested in you. It's just that this phone, and she's going to keep talking about the fucking phone until you get this grand idea. Ding. Hey, what are you doing? What are you doing? What are you doing on July 6th, girl? Nothing. Why? What was happening July 6th? Well, why don't we make a date of it? We'll get something to eat, and then I'll order us two brand new phones, and we'll stand in line and we'll hang out and get to know each other. To do that? Oh, no. Hey, if your phone ain't working, I'm going to take care of my girl. Oh, my God. Oh. Camera's working. Do you mind checking your email in a few? Why? What's up? I got a surprise for you. Wait, let me move the camera out of the way. Move the phone. and send it to that motherfucker. And that's all she's got to do. That's all she's got to do. And you can't get mad at Wynn for that shit. Because they know their goddamn game. So don't get mad at women when they run a game on you. Because they smart enough. When they smell a sucker, they're going to run on y'all, man. And I'm not being funny. I'm being serious. I'm not being funny. I'm serious. I'm serious, man. These women have game. And these women are not going to tell you that stuff. They're not going to do that. So, guys, when the next iPhone comes out, I promise you, if y'all haven't been in line, I promise you there is a guy and a chick in line. They're not a couple. The distance is about maybe 2 feet distance. About 2 feet distance. She's close enough, but she's also keeping her distance. If you guys ever got an iPhone and had to stand in line, you see tons of them motherfuckers. And every woman is getting a free phone. And guess what he gets? A kiss on the cheek for what? $1,500? $1,500? $1,200? Man, come on, man. These women are gamed up. Don't think they're not. And on Tuesday's show, whoa, I can't wait to show y'all Tuesday's show. Tuesday with Lucario, ooh, I got a humdy. Guys, it's going to make y'all sick. But it's beauty in how much game y'all getting ran on, man. Oh, my God. Oh, my God. Oh, my God, it's bad out here. And ladies, I you know what the ladies say? Steven. Don't listen to him. He doesn't know what he's talking. Steve. Yeah, baby, I heard Steven. He was saying that, you were like using me as a... Oh, he... What does he know, old? But how can you say that? What, you don't trust me? You don't trust me? I thought that you really, you know what? I think you should go. I think you should go. No, baby. I didn't mean it like that, girl. I was just, no, fuck you, right. Steve, I know. I can't believe that you would say that to me. Running game. And y'all fall for that shit. Man, these women are gamed up. And I hate giving them credit on this shit. Ladies, you know what the fuck I'm talking about. That's why these ladies are laughing like a motherfucker. They say, Steve, shut your ass up. That's what they're telling me right now. All the ladies are coming back and saying, Steven, shut your ass up. They don't need to know this shit. They all getting ran game. This is what I'm trying to tell y'all. Nothing but game. So all I'm saying is, this is why I'm telling all you guys out here, you got to get gamed up yourself. You are playing an opponent that is playing chess with your ass. Every day she's making moves. And every move she makes, man, oh, shit. This is the last thing, the nice thing I'm going to say to y'all ladies. The last nice thing I'm going to say, I got to get back to the guys. Guys, let me tell you the beauty in this shit. They're so cold that they can think about something 1 day, 3 days, 7 days, 2 weeks, or 3 weeks. And they already got the plan set up. They already got the plan set up. Hey, why, dog? Wait, why? Hold on, bro. Watch this one. Hold on. Watch this, big dog. Watch this. What if you went to a planet and you met a bunch of aliens or humans, right? And you went to them motherfuckers and be like, hey, guys, I got an idea. And they like, well, what's your idea, human or earthling? I got an idea where you guys can make a lot of money. This is what we're going to do. We're going to build a building. And what we're going to do is we're going to make a stage and we're going to add poles to that building. And then what we'll do is we'll put an ATM machine in that building. Well, why would you do that? Because we are going to be draining money. What we're going to do is we're going to mark up the prices of the liquor. We'll let them eat for free. And guess what? All we got to do is get a few of these Martian bitches and pull their tops off and show their titties. They're three titties. Because I guess another planet, they got three titties. But we get them women on the pole with their three titties, and we get, now listen, bro. Not only will we have them wrapped around this building, we will have them motherfuckers throwing 20s and 5s and 10s. I don't know, Earth, like ducats or human dealers, whatever the currency on the other planet is. But they will throw money. And not only throw money, they will go to that ATM machine to get more money to throw. You know what you would say why? They would say to you, you're fucking, just what you're saying right now. Why the hell would somebody go into a place to look at some titties? Wait, so let me get this straight. Let me get this straight, Earthling. So you're telling me, you're telling me that there's a place that there are guys that wrap around a building to see some titties? And you're saying that they are so wrapped on this shit that they will throw money at the human woman for her breath? Now, are they smashing? Whoa, that's VIP. Wait. So wait a second. If they're giving the Earth woman money, what are they getting out of this? That's the kicker. They ain't getting shit out of it. Nah, man, that's not going to work. That's not going to work here, and it will never work on Earth because there ain't nobody stupid enough to stand in line to throw money at a woman who has pulled her titties out and then go to the ATM machine to get more money to throw at a human. Stop laughing. Ah, silly human. Now, can we talk about conquering the world? Do you see what I'm saying? Why? You don't even see it. Because what I'm saying is, man, y'all don't see game. Y'all do not see game. And that's the problem, man. I know it's shocking. I know it's shocking, but women have a power over you guys where they are running circles around you guys. Running circles easily. Easily running game. The Dean is the Man Mindset. Guys, I am the Dean is the Man Mindset. We're chopping up game, guys. Our lines are down. If y'all want me to open the lines up, I will. I'll be right back.
What up, though? It's your boy, Paige Kennedy. You already know what it is. And you're listening to TheManMindset.com. Dating help for men with your host, Steve the Dean Williams.
What's up? This is T.O. And you're listening to TheManMindset.com. Dating help for men with your host, Steve the Dean Williams.
This is the Shark Damon John, and you're listening to TheManMindset.com. Dating help for men with your host, Steve the Dean Williams.
All right, we're back. We're live. Hey, y'all got questions, go ahead and put a Q in there. If y'all need the lines open, we'll open the lines for you guys. But what I'm saying, you guys, what we're talking about is learning and shifting your mind. If you shift the way you think, you can change the game up because the women are not prepared for you to actually invest in yourself. And that's why, let me kick some of my music in the background. And that's why some of y'all lose right now, because you guys are underestimating the power of the woman. You guys are underestimating this. A lot of y'all think that these women are not making moves. And I want to give a shout out to the 192 likes. Thank you guys. I appreciate you guys. And guys, we're going to be on for another 35 minutes. We'll kick a 3-hour show. We got you. That's what we do. Kick out shows. Got a show tomorrow with Angry Man. We'll kick that out. We'll probably do one later on tonight, tomorrow night. What I'm saying to you guys out here, that's very important, and I want y'all to win. But you can't win when you're dealing with an opponent who is already 5 moves ahead of you. And I don't even think y'all realize, y'all actually think these women are stupid. Calculating. They calculate things, man. Wait, you agree? Where do you think they get the game from? The woman. It's dude. Listen. I don't know. I know women don't like women sometimes, but sometimes they come together and they learn game. But let me show you where game is learned, and you don't understand this. Now, for you guys out there, I used to play with action figures. I didn't have a doll. I had action figures like Star Wars and shit. I want you guys to do to answer this question, because he wants to know where the cane came from. I want all you guys, if you get a chance, to take a field trip to your local Walmart, Target, or grocery store. And what I want you to do is get whatever you want and stand in line. Now, I know sometimes you look over to the left and you see the candy, the bubble gum, and the hard candy, right? And the chocolates and shit, right? But what I want you to do next is I want you to kind of go a little bit over to the left and look at all those fucking magazines that they have for women. 50 ways to get a boy to like you. 20 ways to do this. 35 ways to do this. 55 ways to do that. 25 ways to do that. And you know what? You don't even see it, and it's right in your face. What do you think they were reading when they were young? While you were playing with your video games, scratching your nuts, and running around on your bicycle, I guess, if you had one. Oh, these girls were studying you. Oh, man. You know, they put their little posters on their wall of their little favorite musician, rap star or something. You know, they would draw little fucking hearts in their goddamn little books and shit. But boy, when they get that magazine, they just read. So that's what's going to take. Okay. And y'all don't even see it. Why do you think they mature? Okay? Why do you think that, huh? Why do you think they mature, man, okay? They mature because they're studying you. And by the time you study them, it's too late because they've already studied you. Okay? What, you're saying the one thing a woman is going to do is put herself, what, first? Is that, you say put herself first? Well, DF. What's wrong with that? Wait, DF, tell me, I'm not joking. What is wrong with a woman putting herself first? I mean, aren't you supposed to put yourself first? See, what I'm saying to you, my brother, is when you are in front of a woman that thinks highly of herself, do you understand that the beauty? Okay, I'm a Cowboy fan, but I'm going to use Tom Brady. I'll use Tom Brady. I like Tom because Tom's got a work ethic. Do you know what gets Tom Brady off is the challenges that when other people fail, he wants to master. I don't want a woman that doesn't feel good about herself. I want her at her best, because when I conquer her motherfucking ass, it makes me that much better, man. Look, you don't know why wouldn't you want a woman at her best? Because the taste of the berry is so much sweeter when you conquer. Why do you want her all down and shit? Nah, man, I understand what you're saying, brother, but you made a statement as if there's a problem with that. You're making a statement like it's a problem for her to put herself first. I want her to put herself first. I think it's great that she puts herself first. Guys, there's nothing in the... Man, guys, y'all run away from women that are gold diggers, women that have attitudes and are sad. Dog, do you know the thrill of the game when you meet a wild... Remember, I keep telling y'all, and ladies, this is not no knock on y'all. I'm just showing an analogy. All these women are wild horses. They're wild as fuck. Until they meet a tame motherfucker to calm them down. This is why I tell you the beauty of the game. Let there be a group of women. You don't run it. See, a lot of you guys see a group of women and you run away because you're like, damn, I don't know what to say to them. You know what the motherfucker man does? He just dive. He'll put on his little fucking swim little thing and just dive right in. Men love the challenge. They love the thrill of the challenge. Because all their life, they're dealing with challenges. A man doesn't go around the wall or try to go under it. He goes right through that shit because there's more to a man. You see what I'm saying? Okay? Tallywagger, I'm going to put you in timeout. Please, sir, please have respect for this place. We're not here to talk shit. Please, sir, I'm going to put you in timeout. If you do it again, I will have to let you go. I'm trying to be patient with you, but I am not going to let you talk bad to this young man who is trying to learn some shit. So please shut your fucking ass up. Get your bitch ass out. I'm sorry. I didn't mean to do that, guys. I'm sorry. We're back. Anyway, like I was saying for you guys out here, this is the beautiful thing about the game. Beautiful thing about the game is that you want the challenge, man. You always want to challenge yourself to be better. This is why I told all you guys out here, this is why we created the rejection game. We created that because we wanted to challenge ourselves to be better than what we are. Okay? And what I'm saying to you guys out there is accept the woman for what she is. But don't judge the woman for what she is. Because what, okay, now listen, let me say this. Listen to this. This is important. Accept the woman for what she is. Don't judge her for what she is. And I'll tell you why. What she is when she meets you is a combination of all the fucking surface dwellers before you. All the losers in elementary, junior high, high school, college. So if she's acting out and acting ignorant and all that other stuff, don't judge her. Accept her for what she is. What she is a combination of what she's lived. That's it. That's the truth. So you cannot judge her for that, nor should she be able to judge you. But it is what it is. But what I'm saying is this, okay? I'm saying is if you accept where she's at, behavior modification comes into when you have a standard. And your standard, okay? Your standard is the thing that is either going to rein her in or get her dismissed. You have got to be cool, calm, and collected in the storm to show her that you are the way that can lead her, because she's wild with emotions, some bitterness, some anger, some ups, some downs. She's dealt with a lot of guys who lied to her. A lot of you motherfuckers out there that's manipulated her. A lot of you motherfuckers out there that told her that, you know what, I want the relationship and all you motherfuckers want to do is fuck. You smashed her and you made her feel stupid. So you do that. And speaking of which, guys, hold on. Speaking of which, for my geek aficionados, man, God, what's the name of this fucking shit? Hold on, let me find the name of this shit. Real quick, I want to share this with you. Guys, it is called First Kill. It's called First Kill. And I'm only on the first episode, and this is like lesbian. This is like damn near softcore porn with, and hey, look, even though the two girls in high school, I did the research, one is either 27 or 29 and the other one's 23. So they're legal and shit, but they're portraying two girls in high school, but it's like some softcore porn. I mean, if the first guy, listen to me, your boy, the first fucking 5 minutes of that show, they're kissing. I'm like, what the fuck am I watching? You know what I'm saying? I just want to let y'all know, as a lesbian, I thought I would share that moment with you. Lesbian out. But no, but getting back to what I'm saying is, guys, is that a lot of these women are feeling certain things from a lot of guys that have manipulated them and deceived them. So a lot of women give their hearts to guys that just use them. So they become bitter. They become angry. They become mad. Some of them will use some of you guys. So I didn't say it was right or it's wrong, okay? Some would say it's not right or wrong, but some do that. So what I'm saying is that when you meet her, don't judge her. But it is at this point where you must begin the training process of showing her that I am not like everybody else, and I'm not asking for your trust. I'm just want to get a little bit of your time. That's all I want to do. I'm not asking for your trust because she's not going to trust you. She's going to have belief, morals, and judgments and all that other stuff. So you got to learn game, okay? You got to learn game, all right? And if you learn game, you will learn that you can calm her down when you show her that you're the real deal. Because a lot of women are holding themselves back from the lying motherfuckers out there that just want to fuck, which you're going to be talking about tomorrow, guys. We'll talk about that shit tomorrow. There's a lot of motherfuckers that want to fuck, but they manipulate and lie to women. Thus, they create what y'all are dealing with right now. A lot of these guys lie to these women and build up a lie, get sex, and these women turn into just angry, bitter. So you have got to get through the angry and through the bitter, okay? Oh, the show I'm talking about is called First Kill. I'm sorry. The show is called First Kill. You know, I'm a geek, so I watch vampire superhero movies and sci-fi shit. Also, guys, I told you, it's kind of drawn out, but on Amazon Prime, it's called Night Sky. It's another one. And then there's another one with Josh Brolin called The Outlander. Wait, I got to look at that shit. Give me a second. You know I'm a geek, so I like to geek out sometimes. Let me see. It's Josh Brolin about this hole, that if you fall in a hole, you go into another time. I live for that shit. But there's only 8 episodes, but they're drag out, but I like them because they're sci-fi movies. I love sci-fi stuff. So, yeah, so it's something that y'all can watch, okay? Y'all can watch. So, well, what I'm saying is, listen, D, listen to me, D. There is a difference between a lie and a lie to take somebody's pussy, to take somebody's trust that they're giving you their body because you have told them that you're actually interested in them and more than just fucking them. And then you fuck them and throw them aside. So, yes, but the lie, hey, I'm not saying they don't lie. I'm saying that the lies that they have, D, the lies that you dwellers have are greater than their lies, because at least they tell you they don't want your ass in the beginning, and you still go after them. A lot of these women tell you, I'm not interested in you, and you keep pushing on. So you can't get mad at her when you ask her for a dinner or some food, and she says, I'm not interested. I'm just saying, man, it's all love. It's all love. It's all good. 20 minutes left in the show. What is the show? Wait, not A Quiet Place. I already seen that one. What the fuck? The Boys, no. World War Z, no. Flu, no. Oh, wait, not The Bison. I got to look at my hold on, let me go to my list. I got a list on Amazon Prime called My Stuff, I guess. It is called Night Sky. That's one. Then where's the one with Josh Brolin at? Where the fuck is he at? Fuck. I didn't save it. Oh, wait. It's called Outer Range. Outer Range and Night Sky. I'm sorry, guys. Let me get off this shit because my TV's on. Let me go to Netflix. Outer Range and Night Sky, if you're sci-fi, those are great shows. Those are great shows. And you know what I like the most about Night Sky, which is crazy? I love the couple who grew old together. It's great when you really find a real one, man, and y'all are just growing old together. No. Hey, Ange, I'm waiting for the second season, Ange. They ain't ready for that. Some of these motherfuckers can't handle that shit. That's my shit. That's my shit. I love that shit. Yeah. Night Sky is great. Outer Range. It's with Josh Brolin. And it's about this hole. They're like in Wyoming or some shit. And this hole, if you fall in that bitch, you go to the another realm type shit. So it's called Outer Range. It's kind of drawn out. It goes far, but it's cool. Yeah, so watch that. It's called Outer Range with Josh Brolin. And that's on Amazon Prime. So check that out, guys. I'm just a nerd, guys. Y'all know I'm nerdy and geeky and shit. So I just like to share stuff with y'all to watch outside of man movies. I love sci-fi stuff. But, you know, we got about almost 17 minutes left. If y'all got questions, we got y'all, man. But what I want to say to y'all guys out here, we got a show with Angry Man tomorrow. Make sure y'all subscribe. But we got a show tomorrow, and we'll do another show. But make sure you guys understand that at the end of the day, this is all going to come down to your mindset. And it is very hard for some individuals to see that they are – no, I already seen Interstellar. No, Interstellar, that's an old one. Interstellar's old, man. That's old, man. Isn't that the one where they went on the plane and shit? No, I saw that at the movies, bro. I'm talking about new shit. The vampire movie, you know, I'm into vampires, werewolf. Hey, I love zombies. Oh, my God, I fucks with zombies. Remember I told you, hey, before that fucking movie blew up, remember I told you about that movie before it blew up. What was that movie about them fucking, that game shit? What is that game? What is that game with those Korean motherfuckers getting dying and shit? Remember I told you about that? I was the first one to tell you about Love, Sex, Life. I always tell you about the hits. Y'all got to trust me. I always tell you about the hits, man. Y'all need to watch that shit. You need to watch that shit. It's hot. It's fire. Watch a little bit of Obi-Wan today. Obi-Wan still cupcaking and shit. He need to boss the fuck up. He said, oh, Steve, just watch Purple Rain, The Bridges of Madison County. Yes. Yes, Squid Game. I told y'all about Squid Game. You remember? Remember when Squid Game came out, I told y'all I bizzed that shit. Y'all need to join on my Facebook because I'm always giving y'all shows and shit. Yo, if you have not seen it, watch Purple Rain. Watch Bridges of Madison County and watch. Well, okay, Mr. Liquor, I'll tell you why. Because we want you to concentrate on us and stop talking shit to people. That's not what this show is about. We are here to learn as students, all right? We're not here. All you were doing was trying to bully someone. I hate even using the word bully because I sound like a bitch saying that. I don't want you talking shit about people. Just ask your question about you, and we got you covered, okay? But I didn't ban you. I just cooled you down a little bit. What is your opinion on Fight Club? Well, Fight Club is good. Fight Club is good. I don't mind Fight Club, but when I'm showing you shows like with Vikings and shit like that. I want y'all to see the value of your mindset. What am I getting the thumbs for, girl? I appreciate the thumbs. Thank you. Yeah, what I'm saying is that, listen, I talk to you about Squid Games, but what I'm saying is, no. Ange A, did you see this one I recommended, Ange A? Oh, shit, Ange A. Did you see Dark? Ange A, did you see Dark? Total mind fuck. Ange A, have you seen Dark? Oh, my God. If you guys have not seen Dark, it is a mental mind fuck. Ange A, it is in German. So I know you like subtitles, so you'll be okay. AJ, Dark is the shit. Dark is such a time fuck. Yeah, on Netflix. Yes. Please, AJ, you'll thank me for that one. You will thank me for Dark because that shit is a mind fuck. That, oh, my God. Ange, the past is the future, and the future is the present, and the present is the past. That's all I can tell you. That's how deep it is. It is a mind fuck. And, oh, yeah. Well, Deep Water's good, too. Let me get this question. Yeah, Ange A, you'll think, Ange A, you're going to get hooked in it. Ange A, it's like you don't know what the fuck is going on. But as soon as you think you know, you won't really know because you actually are learning. You'll see. I'm going to shut the fuck up. Anyway, let's get to the next one. Should you double? Whoa. Double text a woman. Wait. Should you double text a woman? Cold. She's telling you she's not. Listen, everybody listen to me. Don't you ever. And I will say it in if subtitle, don't ever double text a woman. If you message her and she doesn't get back to you, she's telling you what you are. Don't do it. Don't ever double text a woman. She's read your text and it's boring. Why do I keep telling you voicemails and videos? But y'all don't want to listen to Unc. Y'all don't want to listen to me. Y'all don't want to listen to me, dog. I'm trying. I love the kids. I'm not the Paul. I love the kids. I got y'all covered. Show y'all game. But I'm saying to you guys out here, we are coming up on the 4th of July. We got to get y'all prepared for the 4th of July. Guys, y'all got to get right. Guys, this is the time. I think we'll do it this week. We got to prepare y'all for the 4th of July. This is the time that you should go to your goddamn job and say, hey, Mary. Hey, man, how you doing? Hey, what's going on, Tamika? Hey, yeah, Tamika that has all the sexy friends. See, look, y'all don't understand. Everyone at the job, especially these women, if they have a cubicle, they're going to have pictures of all their fucking fine-ass friends just right, like, just there for the take. Oh, my God, I got to get to her party. Now is the time, guys, to prepare to go to the picnics, the pool parties, and the 4th of July parties. Now is the time. Because, now, guys, there's this thing called Save the Date, and it's for, like, the upper echelon motherfuckers. Save the Date is for somebody to get a head count on how many people going to come to their party. So now is the time that we get preparing ourselves. Oh, yeah, I got you. Don't worry about it, Bernie. We got that. We got time. We got another 11 minutes. I got that, Bernie. I got that. Now's the time, guys, to go ahead and start hunting. That means at the office, you better find that lady that has all them fucking sexy-ass friends. What are you doing for the 4th? Get your invites. Guys, this is easy ways to get women on the 4th of July. Easy ways, man. Easy ways. Okay, that's good. You joined the bowling club. That's good. Man, listen. I don't care if it's putting a message on a dove. I don't care if you put a message in a bottle and chuck it in the ocean. I don't care if you do smoke signals and shit. Never double text a woman. Don't ever do it. All right, here you go, showing you how cold women are. Do you know women can see your message and don't have to reply? And let me tell you how also smart they are. Some of these women have these apps. When they send you a message, they can tell when you're reading the message. So that means they know you read their message, and they know you're trying to pretend that you're so busy that you don't have time for her, because you think if I act like, because there used to be this book called The Ruse. You think that if I don't talk to her right away, that she's going to see I'm busy and she's going to be interested in me. Man, y'all better stop fucking with these women that way. These women are not stupid, but if they do not message you, they don't say anything to you, they're telling you a story. They're just not interested in you, okay, guys? They're just not interested in you. Tomorrow, we're going to be talking with Angry Man about if all you want to do is smash, then why are you trying to take her on a date? We're going to hit that tomorrow. Tomorrow, that's what we're going to talk about. If all you want to do is smash, why you want to take her on a date? We're going to talk about that tomorrow. And then, Tuesday with Lucario. Money, status, and Mark. Boy, we got a humdinger for you on Tuesday with Lucario. But Monday, we're talking about to all you guys. If all you want to do is smash, why are you taking them out on a date? I mean, either way, you're not going to get anything. I mean, that's the truth. But why do you think feeding her is going to make her want to give you something? Okay? So let me see here. All right, any last questions? Y'all got, we got you guys. You know, we got you, man. This is what we do here. Gentlemen, we did good. How many? Give me the like count so I can thank everybody on the likes, man. I appreciate the likes and all that other stuff. But while we're getting that together, guys, I'm the only one that tells you. There's nobody else on YouTube that tells you what I'm about to tell you. And if they start telling you that shit, you know they got it from me. Guys, always remember the graveyard. Always remember everybody in there, they had one thing in common, and that was they thought they had tomorrow coming. Live every day like it is your last. Don't procrastinate. Stop putting things off. I'm not wishing death on you motherfuckers. I'm just saying open up your eyes. But also, if you're hungry, get a box of Excuse Fairy Crunch. They come in two different flavors. They come in cocoa and fruit flavor. Make sure you get your box because you guys have got to stop making excuses. Stop blaming women. Stop getting mad at women. And stop blaming women for everything that is wrong in your life. We do not do that. We don't do that. You know what we do? We do something that nobody else does because that's what we do as men. And you know what we do as men that no one else does? You know what we do? What we do is we go to the dojo in our mind. And that's all I want you guys to do right now. Please go to the dojo in your mind right now and read after me. And if you can't read what I'm saying, I'm going to repeat it. So just repeat after me. Why? Because you've got to learn your power, your worth, and who you are as a man by simply saying these things right here. Follow me. I am the only one of my kind. That's my truth. And I will defend that truth until my very last breath. And I will challenge myself every day to be a better man. I do not fail. I learn. I will stay true to myself, and I will not change for anyone. I will not judge myself, and I will not judge women. Y'all see what I'm saying? I will not judge other men or make excuses. I am here to build my mind up, and I'm not here to explain myself to you or force you to understand me. That is your job, gentlemen. Pete Game, mate. This is who I am today. And if you are lucky enough to keep my attention and earn my respect, you get to meet the new me, gentlemen, tomorrow. All right. Always remember that, guys. No one's going to tell you that. And this is the thing about this show right here. All I am trying to do is show you guys to look in the mirror and see your value and strength. I know it's a hard thing to do because no one's ever told you that you are allowed to think for yourself. You are allowed to feel for yourself. Listen, I didn't say stop loving your mom or your church or your pastor and all that other stuff. Love those things if you want to love those things. But please love yourself first. Please put yourself first because nobody's going to put you in that space but you. And until you find out your worth and value, everything that you're doing right now is not going to work out for you. And this is what this show is for. This show is to guide you, to show you the strength that you have, okay? Let me see. Cakes, ask a question. Hold on a second. Is it cool to send a selfie? Of course. Hey, what you doing? Hey. Remember, hey, cakes. Let me show you this, dog. Cake, let me show you some game, right? All right, cakes. All right, so this is how it's going to work, cakes. Now, you know, hey, we ain't talking about the shower, okay? Now, cakes. Now, remember, cakes, this is all about the wine above the bed. No guy that she has talked to has ever had the wine above the bed, cakes. So let me show you how you do this shit. Now, if you're ever talking to her, okay, and y'all are talking, she's like, well, hey, you know, what are you doing, da-da-da? All right, cakes. Now, look, you got to practice this. You practice this move by yourself first. What you want to do is you want to hold your phone. You want to lay on your bed. Hold the phone up where she can see you and the pillows behind you. And as you're talking to her, I want you to lean up and lean that camera where she still gets you, but you can also see the wine above your bed. That's all I want you to do. All I want you to do, like, good morning. Hey, give her a good morning message. Hey, what's up, sexy? How you doing? You know what? I was just thinking about you. Hope you have a good day at work. And when you get a chance, give me a call. That's it. See that? That fast. Now, what's going to happen is, first off, she doesn't get messages like this anyway, so she's going to be geeking on that shit. Always remember, a woman is going to look at you for a little while, but then after that, she's going to look at where your surroundings are. And all of a sudden, while she's pressing play, she's like, oh, he's laying in his bed. Oh, cute. Hey, you know what that? What is that? Is that wine above his bed? Let me ask him. I mean, what is that above your bed? Oh, cakes, ready cakes. Oh, that? Oh, that's nothing. It's just something I like to have when I have a beautiful woman over my house. And when she's in the bed and I'm kissing her and I'm touching her and I'm saying things in her ear, I don't want to spoil the mood by getting up and going in the kitchen. I mean, besides, if I had you in the bed and I was hugging and I was kissing you and I was saying nice things to you, would you want me to just stop what we're doing to go in the kitchen? That's why I have the access right here so I can pour the wine in your glass. And not only pour the wine in your glass, there's two choices. I can pour the wine in the glass because now I can see if the wine tastes better off your lips than the glass. Or you can veer this way and say, it'll give me an excuse to drop a little bit of wine on your body so I can taste it off your body and see if it tastes better on your body than the glass. So you got two choices right there. But do you see what I'm saying right there, Mr. Cakes? All I'm doing is leading her exactly where I want to go. You see how I did that? All I'm doing is utilizing my surroundings to show her that I'm not the... Look, Mr. Cakes, you want to know how your COVID-69 is going to hit her friends? Girl, look at this. Pass it to that one. Girl, look at this. And look at this. And look at this. And look at this. And look at this. She is pushing your virus onto the other women because what is so fucking amazing is how many guys from her past has wine above his bed. And not only wine above his bed, he explains to me why he has the wine above his bed. I mean, guys, think about what I'm saying right here. There's game in everything, and you can lead her where you want to lead her with the game. Who talks to women this way? We do. We're always leading them where we want to go. Because she's already blown away. How many guys, first off, how many guys leave voice messages or video messages to wish her a good day just out of the blue? Let's stop right there. Let's just real quick. Let's break those things down. A voice message for her waking up. So that means when she wakes up, how many motherfuckers do you know will send her something to see when she wakes up? When she wakes up, oh, what's this? The fuck is this? The drug. And do you think that she's going to just press play one time? She's going to be hitting that fucking button all goddamn day because you're making her feel something that the average guy cannot make her feel. Now, after she looks at you a bunch of times, like I said, and after she shares you with a bunch of her girlfriends, oh, man, she's just going one day, she's going to be like, that's cute, he's on his bed, but my God, is that wine above his bed? Or the one of the women that she shows, she's like, oh, my God, what? Wait, he's on the bed. Is that wine above his bed? What kind of a slutty whore guy, what kind of a guy has wine above his bed? Real quick, but let's look at the virus, how it spreads. Let's say there's woman in red, white, and blue, all right? Each woman, red, white, and blue, has other guys that like them or other men, whatever. You don't think that they're starting to process information like, wait a second. My guy never sent me a video. Okay. Check. My guy didn't even say any smooth things in the video. Take check two. My guy didn't even have wine in the bed. Check three. He didn't even explain even the wine. I mean, who says shit like they want to see if the wine in the glass tastes better off your body or your lips? Who says that? Check. And you know, hey, Mr. Cakes, let me show you what women do. Let me show you. Because, ladies, I'm gonna spill this last one. Because I know women don't want to hear this shit. There are going to be some of those women that's going to go right back to that same woman and say, man, sounds like he's a player and everything. By the way, where did you say he worked? Where did you say he worked out at? And I don't care if you work at Walmart or you go to the goddamn gym. She's going to accidentally on purpose. Don't think. Hey, listen. Don't think there are some women out there that is not going to test you out, Cake, because that's the virus. Because why should that one girl get to experience something when I deserve it? See that? That's how women are. She don't deserve that shit. She don't deserve the wine above the bed and those men. Fuck her. I'm going to fix my motherfucking self up, and I'm going to go my ass to the goddamn gym and all the other shit. Now I'm going to accidentally and purposely bump into you because I already see your face. I already know where you work because your girl just gave me the information. And I ain't saying all the women, ladies, but I'm saying some of those women will motherfucking try to test them out. And Cakes, that's how we hit them. That's how we get them, Take. We just position ourselves. The women come to us because we are not the average guy out there, okay? All right, last one. I'm going to finish this up. You said something about making food for a girl. Pick one of some dough. Sir, it's called When She Comes Over. It's absolutely free. Go to themanmindset.com. It's absolutely free under the free thing. It's called When She Comes Over. Okay? Now, for all my guys out there, man, get at me at themanmindset@gmail.com. 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 Guys, if you're ready to learn games, send the name, send the number, get at us. Okay, guys, we got a great show tomorrow. We're going to be talking about all you guys. If y'all just want to smash, why are you taking them out to dinner? I can't understand why you guys keep going down the same road of not getting any ass by thinking that you actually think by taking her out to dinner that she wants to sleep with you. She knows, oh, my God, we're going to smash on this one tomorrow. Anyway, we're going to hit this joint up tomorrow. Guys, y'all need to get at me. And all my poetry aficionados, please post the poetry thing. All you guys out there got to work on your mouthpiece. Go to the poetry page. We have nothing but poetry to work on your mouthpiece. There is nobody on the internet telling you about this secret. Learn how to write poetry because that's going to help your mouthpiece. Go there. It's on the Man Mindset if y'all want to see it there, or they'll link you in the thing and all that other stuff. So we got y'all guys covered. I think we're good to go. So, guys, we got a show tomorrow. We're going to have a show tomorrow night. We got a show Tuesday and Tuesday night. So we're going to hit y'all up with a lot of stuff. So if y'all need this, get us, okay? All right? Dog, can you listen. Stop. Just stop. Stop. I'm giving you gold nuggets, and you ain't fucking paying the fuck attention. So stop asking me those questions, all right? Anyway, man, I'm the Dean. It's the Man Mindset, man. I got to finish watching some of this movie and shit. I'm trying to see what happens with these fucking lesbian-ass vampires. Hey, listen, as a lesbian, I just got to do a little research. Don't judge me. But anyway, guys, y'all need me, get at me. I'm the Dean, guys. We'll see you at 3 o'clock East tomorrow, okay? We'll see you at 3 o'clock East tomorrow. Y'all got any questions, get at me, man. I appreciate all you guys. I'm the Dean, and we are out.
Just like that, Man Mindset. Just like that, Man Mindset. Have a good night. The show is over. Take notes and use what the Dean has told you. Now we're dating. Your game is colder. No hesitation when you approach her. Gotta level up. Gotta keep on rising. Till you the best. Got the touch like Midas. Now you got style. You got all the women flocking. So many options. Now you got it popping. Thank you for tuning in. Ay, just like that, Man Mindset. Gotta come back again. Ay, just like that, Man Mindset. Email themanmindset@gmail.com. Like, subscribe, and share. Let's go.
I'm going to change that shit. I'm going to defeat World Star. Watch this shit.
Mobile, we're always looking for innovative ways to save you money. You can keep paying $15 a month for premium wireless.
Mm-hmm.